Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is the IIAP, the Illegal Immigration Assistance Program, a taxpayer-funded division of OATNUT for Spanish, Press 1, Portuguese 2, Arabic 3, Farsi 4, French 5, Swahili 6, German 7, Italian 8, and if you insist on English, please stand by.
If you're thinking about illegal immigration, be careful when you're choosing the nation, because breaking the law in some countries is frowned upon. Imagine that. Sneak into China, they'll call you a spy and ship you to Mongolia till you die. And in the Sudan, they'll hang you and the camel you rode in on. Yeah, and don't go hiking and enter Iran, or you might never be heard from again. And in Mexico, you might face a firing squad. Yeah, and forget all about going to North Korea. That's a great example of a bad idea. So when it comes down to it, there's only one option you got. Yeah, come to the USA. There's no penalty to pay should you get caught illegally immigrating. Come to the USA. It will be your lucky day, cause when you get in, there's lots of goodies waiting. Like healthcare, welfare, free education, help with your voter registration and driver's license and credit cards and license plates for your car. Lots of jobs for you to do and employers who'll turn a blind eye to. Come to the USA. No need to worry about the Constitution. We'll help you start a house of prostitution if that's the kind of work that you want to do. You see, those gringo infidels are crazy. They'll give citizenship to your new baby. So you see, there's really only one choice for you. Come to the USA. There's no penalty to pay should you get caught illegally immigrating. Come to the USA. It will be your lucky day, cause when you get in, there's lots of goodies waiting. Yeah, you get public housing and cable TV and food stamps and even government cheese. The borders are a swinging door. Go home for a visit and come back for more. There's sanctuary and amnesty. Bring the whole family eventually. Yeah, come to the USA.
This has been a public service message sponsored by OATNUT, dedicated to the collapse of the American way of life.
July 30th, 2022. How are you doing, Cinnamon?
I am doing well.
Gloria Ann, how are you doing?
Hello. Happy Saturday evening, everybody. I'm doing good.
Good, 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 good. Our favorite president has COVID again. Just let everybody
know. I
know,
right?
Yeah.
Those boosters sure did help.
According to the
Well, now,
the
you know,
doc,
I am
medical.
Just waiting. I am just waiting now for all of the, you know, Biden excuse people to go, oh, well, he's had COVID, so that's the COVID brain fog. He's not, he doesn't suffer from dementia. It's COVID brain fog. You know, I'm just waiting for the left to start saying that.
Cinnamon, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, according to medical experts, 40% of the people that are treated with that Paxlovid, the medicine to get over COVID, end up being positive for COVID again, right quick, like within a week to 2 weeks.
Yeah, the doctor blamed it on that medicine.
That's bizarre. I've never heard of any kind of medication that cures you and then all of a sudden you have it again.
No,
besides chemo.
He probably never got rid of it in the first place, right?
Well, that's what I'm thinking, that's all the medication does.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're saying it's because it suppresses the immune system so much that he gets reinfected right quickly. And that's not true, because I'm on something that suppresses the immune system and I'm not picking up every bug there is around.
Oh, here's a pilot. A pilot. Let me see if I can get him up here.
My name is Bob Snow. I'm a captain. I've been a captain for a number of years. My total service with the company is over 31 years. On November 7th, I was mandated to receive a vaccine. I literally was told if I did not receive the vaccination, I would be fired. This was my director of flight. So,
okay, that's breaking up.
I received the vaccine.
What's that?
I'm glad you said something, because I thought it might just be me and my connection, but yeah.
No, that was breaking up.
Oh, am I breaking up too?
Oh, yep, you are.
Oh, there you
go. Yep, now you are too.
Wow. Well, that's not good.
Nope, right at the beginning, that's not very good.
Yeah.
Is it a bad omen?
Yeah.
Do you want to try calling back in, like reboot your stuff, call back in?
No, I can't do that. I'm using a mixer. I'm not doing the phone thing. I got a mixer and everything's hooked to that. And if I hang up, it's not. It's a done deal.
I can barely understand what you're saying.
Wow, that's bad.
What to do?
Hello,
hey, Joey.
Got Bianchi and Joe.
Hello. How are you?
All right.
Now you're from down under.
Yes, I am.
Down under.
I used to be Jose. Now I'm just plain Joseph.
Oh, you're
Donnie,
Joey, which
do?
Is a kangaroo.
What did
oh,
you
that's
do
right. Joey is
thing.
A kangaroo. Yeah.
Mm. Well, what's that, Kathy?
What did you do to yourself?
I don't know. I have no idea what I did.
You're breaking up, Don.
Yeah, it's hard to understand. I mean, you should be able to restart everything without ending the episode and just connect back in, I would think, but I don't know what your setup's like.
I'll try another pod. Come here, kids.
So, are you plugged in right? Nothing loose?
Oh, don't ask that.
Oh, yeah.
When I was in computer school, the first thing that my teacher would always say is, first thing you do is check the physical.
and the simplest, like a plug. It could be just dislodged a little.
Yeah, that's true. How about now? Can't hear me at all?
No, still.
Yeah, we can hear you. You're garbled.
Yeah.
I'm garbled. Okay, well. I'll call and you guys continue. We can hear that.
Well, here comes the sign.
Okay. We'll just give Joe a bunch of shit and that'll fill in some time.
Yeah, try it. Is he?
So how you guys doing?
Doing all right. How about you?
I am hanging in there. I'm really getting tired of this hot weather.
Yeah, you're coming.
Like maybe I should move to Norway.
And sentiment's clear. Is there somebody else on the line?
Yeah, Bianchi's on.
Oh, all he right. Sounded clear there.
Okay.
Yeah, he sounded clear there.
Boom. I called in.
Yeah, you sound better.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. Problem solved.
problem is solved.
So do you think China's going to shoot down Pelosi?
I hope so. I heard that she may want to go over there just to start World War III. But that'd be nice.
Yeah.
To talk about Taiwan. Why can't America keep its fucking nose out of everybody's goddamn business?
Kind of switched around, hasn't it, Joe? Back when I was a kid, it was always Republicans wanted to start wars.
Oh, they still do. You scratch the surface of a conservative, and even though they're for the rights of Americans, they just love war.
Mm. They all love war, but back then, back in the day, you never knew that about a Democrat. Democrats always wanted to get out of war.
Well, they reverse their positions every time, and it doesn't matter who's in control of Congress. They'll always reverse their positions every 2 to 4 years. Just like when they were, about 4 to 6 years ago, Pelosi, Schumer, they were all against immigration, all against it. Right. Let's plug up the border. And now what are they doing? Pelosi calls them newcomers.
Something. Well, I can't hear nothing.
You didn't hear me?
Anybody talking at all?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Or is it just my...
Oh.
Did you hear that, Donnie?
What the hell?
Yeah, Donnie, we're talking.
Jesus, Donnie.
Yeah, everybody's talking.
We can hear him.
I can't hear nothing.
Oh.
Oh,
did you hit mute by chance?
No. I hit the speaker button.
Okay.
Leave me alone. I'm having a rough day.
Can you hear me now, Donnie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't understand why she could. I don't even understand why is she going to Asia.
Well, it's always about corruption. It's always about lobbyists. It's always about the cabal. And I believe that they're all in the pockets of the cabal, and they're all over there to fulfill the cabal's mission, which is to create discord, chaos, conflict. So anytime now, that's probably for decades, or if not 100 years or more, whenever the United States can disrupt something in the world, I think it's beneficial to the cabal.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Hey, did you read, Cinnamon, and the rest of you? Did you read about, what was it? The new, not the new graduates, but the announced members of the WEF who were... World Economic Forum, who are leaders of the countries. I forget which ones, but they're the ones that are in Sri Lanka and, what is it, another one? Members of the World Economic Forum?
No. I did not notice anything about that this week.
Yeah, so here we go. The cabal's expanding and expanding and expanding, so... It's amazing how they have trillions of dollars, so they can just control everybody, because everybody is corruptible.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's amazing. And people will think it couldn't happen. Yeah.
Did you see what Meathead wrote? He sent out a tweet that... Biden is pretty much the best president we've had in the last 60 years.
Oh. Well, tell him to go back to Archie Bunker's place.
Oh, I'm telling you, he got destroyed.
Oh, yeah?
He got destroyed. Yeah. Everybody got onto that.
Even Democrats now, if you take the polls, even their numbers in favor of Biden are going down.
That's right.
I don't think anybody likes Biden.
He's really, in less than 2 years, he's done a hell of a job for this country.
Yeah, and all of it bad.
Yeah, every bit of it.
How many?
Then even worse is Kamala Harris. Like, Joe Biden's approval ratings are so low, but, like, somehow Kamala Harris has managed to be even lower than that. It's like, now that is a true talent.
Yeah.
I read that, too. Jesus.
Jesus, if the Dems don't like Biden, if they don't like Kamala Harris, oh, for God's sake. Who's going to take their place in 2024?
John Kerry, maybe.
You think he'll be running again?
I don't know. I just can't figure out. I think Gavin Newsom, I think he'll run.
Well, he fits the mold, but I don't know. Even they discussed it with him in California.
Boy, when he gets out there campaigning, and what does he have to point to that he's accomplished? Nothing. I mean, he's destroyed California. And when he was the mayor of San Francisco, damn, he left that a shithole.
I didn't know he was mayor
of San Francisco. Which makes him the perfect candidate for a Democrat president. Who won? That's what they look for. Yeah. You're just stating his qualifications to run for POTUS 2024.
Exactly.
Yeah, I said he fits the mold, but shit. Mm.
Yeah. Don't you remember wasn't he the mayor? Yeah, he was the mayor of San Francisco.
I don't remember. I don't know if I ever heard that, but wow.
Yeah. Yeah. They knew he was going to move up.
Yeah. I remember when Frisco, Sacramento, Palm Beach, L.A. even, they're all beautiful towns. Damn.
Land. Absolutely beautiful.
God, Jesus.
Everybody wanted to at one time go to L.A. Everybody.
Yeah.
That's all you heard. I wanna, you know, they just want to go to L.A.
That's right.
Well, now it's just a crap hole.
Beach and sunshine. Mm.
Bring your tent. You can set your tent up anywhere you want.
Yeah. Oh,
I tell
about
you what, you know, Abbott from Texas, he's been sending bus loads and plane loads of immigrants to Washington, D.C., and the mayor has had enough. She's calling out the National Guard.
I read the headlines.
because it's overwhelming their system. Well, yeah. Hello, you just leaving them in Texas isn't going to overwhelm Texas.
Yeah.
You wanted them, Canadians. You can have them.
That's right. They were advocating for it.
Yeah.
When Trump was in office, he said, if you want them, you got them.
Exactly.
And then when they do get them, what happens? Oh, no, overwhelming. It's, you know, we don't have enough space. And crybaby asshole. Jesus. Sanctuary cities and God, how many on the average cross that damn border every month? It's got to be minimum 100,000. 100,000 a month, I'll bet you.
Oh, more than that. More than that.
More than that? Oh, fuck.
Yeah, and they're putting up the fence in Arizona, in the Yuma area, and, of course, the White House is denying it. No, the fence doesn't work. We're not doing anything like that. As they're showing these cranes and everything, putting up these damn panels.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're putting up the fence. In Arizona, anyway.
Not according to the White House Speaker.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I know. She's denying the hell out of it. And I got the tape of them working on the damn thing.
She kept saying, no, we are not building the fence. No, it's all she's saying is, we're cleaning up what President Trump left.
Yeah.
And he's going, so by completing the fence? And she's going, no, we are not building a fence.
Yeah. 1984 doublespeak. Jesus. Hmm.
He's not even good at doublespeak. I feel sorry for the girl in a way. She gets overwhelmed. She really gets, especially with Ducey. Ducey asks some damn tough questions, and she has no answers.
Well, they should ask. Does anybody remember Greg Palast? He wasn't exactly a Trump fan, but he was a good investigative reporter. Do you know if he's still around?
Oh yeah, he's still alive. I get some emails from him. He's calling, and he's saying there's election fraud and everything else, but he's saying it's the Republicans that are doing it, not the Democrats.
Hmm.
And he's been on that kick for the last, well, matter of fact, he thinks that woman, I forgot her name, that ran for governor of Georgia, she won, he thinks she won.
Stacey Adams?
Yeah, Stacey Adams.
Yeah.
Abrams.
Yeah.
So I don't even read his crap anymore.
Well, even before Trump got in, he was always about election fraud, and he was talking about that. So, I mean, we've had election fraud on a major league basis for a long, long time. It just never really got to the point where a president got so obviously stolen, you know? Ugh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been on it for a long time. You're right.
I liked him. I've always liked him. I got a book by him. I haven't read the entire thing, but I've always liked him.
Yeah, he busts a lot of people, but nothing ever gets done.
Yeah, that's the major problem. You can bust them, and then what happens? Nothing.
Yeah. And you know he's right about the fraud. But it works on both sides, and not just one side.
You're right. He's definitely a Democrat.
Oh, yeah. I was told a long time ago, when you're young, you'll be a liberal. When you get older and have a brain, you'll be a Republican or conservative.
And then when you get a little bit more, you become a libertarian.
Hmm. Yeah.
Even Hannity said that he was getting... Well, this, you know, about a year and a half ago now, since I have listened to him, but I remember back then he would say, "I'm becoming more of a libertarian." So, who knows?
Well, he's getting blistered in the press.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they want to know why he hasn't had that Lake that's running for governor of Arizona on. And
Kerry Lake?
He keeps putting Lindsey Graham on all the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Like they're butt buddies.
Can you imagine if Graham was president? He'd be making jokes every day, and then it'd be the same as Biden or Kamala Harris.
Who's that?
Lindsey Graham.
Oh, Graham. Oh, my God.
He just
wants a war. He just wants a war so bad.
Yeah.
He wants to get in there. We're sending all this bullshit to Ukraine. Bullshit.
Of course, he doesn't want his family or for him to be involved. And then, of course, the rest of us, he doesn't mind that, you know, if we die.
Yeah. And it's not his money, you know.
Sure.
Let me get Frank on here. Frank, how you doing this Saturday evening and night?
Laying low there, Don. How about
all right,
that, Frank? I think they ought to put that fence around two people's community, or not fence, excuse me, them buses that are being shipped to Washington, D.C. with a lot of immigrants. And I think that Pamela Harris and Nancy Pelosi would love to have those people in their neighborhoods. Oh, I forgot.
Yeah,
they got gated communities. They can't have that. My bad.
They can always open up the gates, but they won't.
I'm being totally the smart aleck.
Yeah, we know that, Frank. We know.
Oh, no.
Now they want us poor people, us poor people, to pay for everybody's college. That's back on the drawing board.
Well, yeah. Well, Ed, yeah, from what I heard just recently, tonight I was at a gathering, and there was a lot of Republicans there, and they were informing me that all these immigrants that are coming into this country is literally getting checks every month.
Yeah.
That the federal government
That's
is
right.
paying them to stay home and not fucking work. Excuse my friend.
Yeah.
I lost it. But, yeah, it's like, really? But, you know, I got to think you guys are talking about Republicans and Democrats. Refresh my memory now. Did Trump, wasn't he a Democrat before he was a Republican?
Yes, he was.
Yes.
He was, wasn't he? How is he any different now?
Because say that again. I didn't hear you, Frank.
I say, how is he any different now?
Oh, no, about that. What did Trump before
he got
elected?
Oh, yeah. Was Trump a Democrat before he was a Republican?
Good question. I heard that the other day.
Well,
that
you look
was.
At his policies hey. That he
What's
has
that?
Today. He has excellent policies, Frank.
Oh, he does. I just don't get me wrong now. I'm not against it, but, you know, yeah.
Now, did he grab women by the pussy? Then,
you know,
like he does
you know
now?
What?
Yeah,
if he did, he did it amongst his cronies.
Yeah, it was
okay?
a good thing. I would have grabbed them, too.
Well, I think if you put a little bait out there, something's going to get touched, I'm sure.
He didn't even say that he did it. It was that
Who
dumb.
Cares if he did or not? That's beside the point. Okay? It went on. If it went on, okay, it's been exploited. It's been, now everybody knows, so on and so forth. But in the same token, it's like, I don't blame, that, you know, what Trump did was very smart. Leaving the Democratic
you know,
Party,
the other thing
going into the wait a minute, going into the Republican Party to be elected as president, that was a smart ass move. That was smart.
The
and
only
what
thing
he
that,
it, what he does, go ahead.
Only thing that's a big problem is he cannot fire anyone. All the either 6,000 agencies that exist has got the real for real deep swamp. He can't fire them. If you don't have the right Congress, the replacements wouldn't go through confirmation. So that there is an issue.
Well, yeah. I mean, let's face it. Some of your biggest CEOs of companies and, you know, businesses, yeah, they're micromanaged. You know, they can't hire and they can't fire just anybody. I mean, granted, the labor laws that they're saying, hey, you got to build a case that this individual is part of your team or not part of your team. How is that individual not part of your team? And you just kind of build a case against them, and then, you know, the government that, you know, pays out unemployment checks and shit like that. I mean, granted, some people get fired for the dumbest reason, but, you know, so far a lot of businesses nowadays is at-will employer. And now employees are becoming at-will employees. That don't make no damn sense, now, does it?
What do you mean?
Is there such a thing as an at-will employee?
That's what I'm asking.
No, there isn't.
Oh, okay.
There isn't a definition at-will employee, but there is an at-will employer. But the table, I think, is starting to turn to where people are saying, you know what, I work for you, but you know what, our arrangements ain't working well, and so therefore I'm going somewhere else and I'm leaving you. So I'm an at-will employee, because now we're looking for skilled labor. Well,
everybody's
geez,
an at-will employee because anybody can leave at any time unless they have a contract.
Well, even if they did have a contract. When you go to apply for, well, you guys probably all retired now. You don't work and you just, you know, enjoy life because you put your time in. You know, and I think to some extent.
Player.
Say again?
Except if you're a baseball player, you just can't walk and go to another team.
No, yeah, right. Well, I'll tell you, I think they buy them, don't they? They buy the team players.
These college players are doing it now. Signing on one team and leaving, going to another in the middle of the season.
Yeah, but, you know, educate me. You know, Donnie, you're into baseball. Don't these baseball players have what they got, some type of representation by, agent?
Yeah, they got a union.
Oh, good, but the union, they got an agent.
They have agents and lawyers.
They get them on the different teams and what have you, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, they can free agency. You got to be in baseball 5 years.
And your contract has to run out, right, Donnie?
That's just it.
Yeah,
a team can buy out a player's contract. Come on now. You tell me that don't happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where a team says, hey, I want
party.
This player. I will buy him off of his other, his I will buy his way out of his contract.
Albert Pujols went to the Los Angeles Angels for $250 million, and he's been to several clubs since then when he left the Cardinals. And I think he's back at the Cardinals to finish out his last year. So, yeah, they do that.
That's it. Yep.
They do do that. Interesting.
You got one player that's coming up upon don't spend his time. It's 3 years or whatever, 5 years. And he said he wants $1 billion. He probably get it.
He wants what?
$1 billion, $1 billion contract.
Gee.
Yeah. He'll get it if he's good. If he's not, then he'll get a whole lot of okays.
Sure.
Whatever you say, buddy. Me personally, I don't think anybody's worth that kind of money, but hey, I don't know about
$1 billion contract. I don't think that's
going to happen. Why not? I mean, everybody's wages is going up. Why can't
there's a player. There's a player who used to play for the Mets that signed a contract, and every year he gets $1 million. $1 million. He's been retired for I don't know how many years, but every year, and I think it's in June, on a date in June, he gets $1 million.
I got a friend, Bernard Gilkey. Remember him? Donnie played for the St. Louis Cardinals. He forestalled his pension, and now he receives $1 million a year.
Damn.
He didn't take it when
he's retired, right?
Yeah, he's retired. He didn't take it when he could, but he foregoed. And I think after he's 65, he now gets $1 million a year.
Don't they get Social Security, too, or do they just kind of pass on that?
Yeah,
they get it.
You pay into it, damn right. The illegals don't pay into it, and they get it.
Yep. Nancy Pelosi gets it. Everybody.
Well, she's big game.
I'm laughing hysterically, just so y'all know.
Wow. And that went quick.
One of the things about employees, and I don't know about other states, but I think it's kind of a countrywide problem. You're getting people working at entry level jobs. So we're talking about the grocery stores, fast food places, restaurants, and they can't keep staff. And everybody gets, okay, they were having a festival in northern Michigan in one of the tourist towns, and it was a citywide festival, and a couple of the restaurants were short employees. They've been short employees for a while. And people got so rude, she shut it down. She kicked the people out that were there, made them pay up, gave them to-go boxes, and shut it down for the whole week.
Good for her.
There's another one. There's a brewery that's in northern Michigan, and they're saying the same thing. Pretty much you get rude with us, you're gone.
Well,
we don't deserve it.
I...
And people don't understand that they reaped this whole market. They did this during the pandemic by getting in people's faces and screaming at them. By not understanding how things are slower because there's less employees because of COVID. Some people had to stay home, and so they didn't have, or people were too afraid to work in, with the public because of COVID. And as all they did was demand more and more. And people are getting, I don't understand why they're doing stuff like this. You caused this problem, and you're not making it any better.
Well, somebody was complaining about a grocery store, that the aisles weren't mopped up, they weren't cleaned up, and so forth, because of not enough employees to keep the grocery store relatively clean. Well, you know, I went to the grocery store myself, and I looked out in the parking lot, and damn, every cart was out in the parking lot. They don't have somebody to collect the carts. Well, let me ask everybody, and raise your hand so I can see it, raise it real high so I can see it. How many people take your carts back to the store? Put it back into where you got it from. Oh, I don't see anybody's hands up. Oh, there's one person way in the back got their hands up. Cool, man.
I will grab, if I see the carts, if the carts are full in the cart bins, I will grab carts because I know they're not inside. But I do
right,
take them back to the bins. I don't take them back into the store.
Put them back. Yeah, put them back. I mean, yeah, I understand they put those corrals out there for the purpose of customers to leave the cart out there so they don't have to push it back. But let's face it, we are having a problem. Yes, we're not happy about the service we get at our restaurants, in our grocery stores and what have you. It's like, damn, people, we made it so automated and so simple for the customer to where it's brainless. Okay, well, guess what? We don't have those people to pick up behind them. And so why don't people put the carts back where they got them from? It's too much of a hassle. They don't shop there.
Oh, hell. Hell. Oh, where I'm at, they don't even take the carts to the corrals. They put them just right in front of the
line. Oh, I know. I was just about to say the same thing.
That's
like, how many
stupid.
Times?
How did that?
This pisses me off, especially when they use a handicapped parking spot as like a pseudo. Like, oh, I'll just, shove it over there in the handicapped parking spot instead of walking, 10 steps to put it in the corral.
How did we get on this?
Yeah, I think. What?
We were talking about the public acting bad. That's how we got on this.
Okay.
It just morphed over
to
that.
Well, Donnie, you want
to stop
talking like this or what, man?
No, he just, he got lost. He didn't know where we were.
Okay, all right. What I'm saying is we have become so damn lazy as society. It's pathetic.
Oh, we have. And entitled. Extremely entitled.
Yeah, that's a very good word.
Had,
entitled. I love it. Good point. Yeah, we're entitled, right?
On Reddit, I joined. One of the things I follow on Reddit is Tales from Your Server, because I used to waitress, and so I can kind of, and bartend. Anyway, one lady finally said, she said, you're going to treat me like a piece of dirt, but you're the one that's coming out to a restaurant without proper manners, without proper dressing, and demanding things that are not on the menu because you are such a sad soul that you can't even grocery shop and cook your own meal at home and then clean and wash the dishes.
What?
So you have to come out and
I
have, us do it for you, but then treat us like dirt.
Can we move on from the grocery shopping? Please?
No, until you start raising your hand and say, you take that damn cart back.
You fucking people are killing me. I'm sorry. Damn.
Is that a political discussion?
No. Jesus, I went to aisle 3 and there they were, still bitching. Oh, my God.
That's right. I go to a
lumber
store.
You're the one that said tonight is a free-for-all.
Yeah, I did say that, didn't I?
Yeah, you won't say that again now, will you?
No.
Next week I go to the builder store, okay?
I go to the builder store. Here's a relate to Don, maybe you can relate to. Go to the builder store. It never seems to amaze me. The people that are working there, they're all standing kind of in a group. And the minute I need to go find something, I go, oh, yeah, there's a bunch of these guys back here. Maybe they can help me. I go back there, they all disperse as I'm walking up on them. What the hell? You know, nobody bothered to ask if they can help me. They just disperse.
Nope.
Oh, we're at Home Depot.
That's right. We're at Home Depot. We're at Lowe's. Well, Lowe's, not so much. But Home Depot, man, they're the worst.
Okay. Well, ain't that something? Well, here, we're back.
Yeah, buddy.
Here we go.
I think the point, Donnie, we just become so damn lazy. We want everybody to pick up after us.
I brought up that they want us to pay for everybody's college, and next thing you know, we're grocery shopping and being in a restaurant with cinnamon, and, you know, we're lazy.
You're not pushing the carts around.
So one of the solutions Democrats are proposing is, in fact, a handout to their own base, ignorant, well-educated voters in the cities, canceling student loan debt. Joe Biden has suspended student loan payments several times. The effectiveness, of course, is the effect of every one of their policies. It's all the same. A transfer of money from the poor to the rich. Only 35% of kids from low-income families go to college compared to more than 90% of the richest families. So why are Democrats pushing us? Well, you know why. The Daily Caller just found out that Democrats in Congress have a lot of student loan debt themselves. According to federal filings, Sandy Cortez owes up to $50,000. So does Ilhan Omar. Rashida Tlaib of Michigan owes up to $100,000. Nikema Williams of Georgia, up to $250,000. Grace Meng of Queens, also $250,000. In all, the Daily Caller reported, quote, over a dozen Democratic members of Congress who've supported student loan cancellation report up to roughly $1.5 million combined in their own or a family member's educational debt. Great story. Gabe Kaminsky wrote it. He joins us. Thank you. Thanks so much for coming on. So if you're pushing a policy from which you benefit directly, financially, shouldn't you at least acknowledge that or accuse yourself?
Yeah, it's a great thing to bring up, Tucker. I mean, look, as you said, there's more than a dozen Democratic members of Congress, according to a Daily Caller News Foundation review of financial disclosures, who not only owe up to $1.5 million in student loan debt or have reported that amount through themselves or a spouse or a child, but have supported federal student loan cancellation. So, regardless, they should – it's absolutely something that the American people should be aware of. And I think that, you know, whether or not they support this policy because of their own student loans, you know, look, it's inherently sort of arguably a conflict of interest, and it's something that people should know about.
So it's, I mean, the winners in the college scam are the colleges themselves, many of which have billion-dollar untaxable endowments. Is there any conversation in the Congress to make them pony up? Why should taxpayers be on the hook for, you know, what Williams and Princeton and Wesleyan have been getting away with?
Yeah, I mean, so members of Congress, obviously, many of them do come from very privileged backgrounds, and I think the very reasonable question is, how do they stand to benefit from this? I mean,
right.
As you pointed out, most Americans do not go to college. And as you pointed out, you know, why should they necessarily foot the bill for, elites sitting up in Capitol Hill?
That's right.
Okay. Oh, I majored in gender studies, but I'm working at Starbucks. Sorry, you have to pay for it. Yeah, no thanks. Gabe Kaminsky, Daily Caller.
All right. I just wanted to get that in. Now we can go back to grocery shopping. With Bob, there you go, or Frank, or Jim, or Janie.
Well, I don't want to talk about that now. You got brought that tape up. I'm interested to find out why these guys are so adamant about getting the student loan debt forgiven. Are we going to allow that?
A bunch of bureaucrats there.
Yeah, it is.
I'm telling you.
It is.
Yeah, and it's student loan debt, but those student loans didn't just pay for college. Those student loans paid for those students' way of life the whole time they were going to college. Because my sister-in-law went to college, and she went back to go for nursing. She already had a business degree. And her and my brother discussed it because a lot of the girls that she was in class with kept going and adding on to their student loans. And he said, no, you're only going to borrow what's needed. We don't need the extra money in the household, because a lot of the ones that she was going to school with would take out the student loan and then go buy a new car. They'd pay for their schooling for that semester, but then they'd buy the new car. And so the next time it came up to get add on to the student loan for the next semester, for the next year, that in turn helped make the payments for the new car. So they would come out of school with student loan debts that were two and three times of what their tuition and their book and their schooling cost.
Yeah, then some,
yeah, you know,
it takes 6 years to graduate. That automatically is 50% more than normal tuition. Then that reflects back to their preparation coming up through grade school. They weren't prepared for the rigors of college when they graduate from high school. So it's a complicated issue.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you go to college and, okay, granted, you go to a two-year college, you go to a four-year college. But if you don't come out with a degree, you can continue to apply for financial aid, because financial aid basically gets cut off. Either you got your degree or you didn't. Or you know, once you got your degree, either in a two-year college or a four-year college, then the tuition stopped, because supposedly you got your degree. But if you never got your degree in what you set out, your major and your minor, that financial aid keeps going. They keep giving it to you. There is a term that I don't hear much about anymore. They call them professional students. And it kind of goes back to what Cinnamon was saying. They were using the financing to buy cars, to pay for their housing, et cetera, vacations and all that stuff. As long as they didn't get that damn degree, they kept getting that financial aid money.
Yeah, and you don't have to pay it until you do not have to, it does not kick in.
That's right.
Until you
kick in until 6 months after you graduate. You never graduate, it never kicks in.
Yep, and you can
or you stop going to school for a certain amount of time though. Soon. I got a family member similar situation.
Yes. Yep.
She deliberately took over a decade to get her bachelor's degree by taking just enough credits to qualify for the student loans and stuff, and took over a decade to get her degree. And meanwhile, she was also living off of student loans, and nobody knows how much in student loans she actually owes. She's never tried to pay it back. She's avoided having a full-time job or a regular job so that her wages couldn't get garnished. The whole works. I mean, it's just like, it's unbelievable how much people work the system like that. And we just want to write it all off. These people want to write off all these student loan debts that were half of the money at least was not even used directly for tuition and books. It's absolutely asinine to reward these people that have abused the system so blatantly.
Well, not all did.
That is true, but you got to understand something. Our colleges are charging outrageous prices for their books that the professors don't even crack. They don't even open the damn thing up. They don't even require the students to open it up. But you're paying $125 for a book as a paperweight. Really?
Shit, more than that. I just paid
$250. I was going to say, it's a lot more than that.
Yeah,
now.
Right. I just threw that number out there.
I just paid $250 for one.
$250, Bianchi?
My grandson is going for his master's in engineering. It's one of the books is $250.
Damn.
Yeah, and they play the game where they change it from year to year, so you cannot buy a used book from last year.
That's
because
right.
You have to have the new updated
absolutely.
One every year.
Absolutely. College is also known for changing their curriculum right in midstream. Because if they change the curriculum right in midstream, guess what? You don't graduate until you fulfill. Yes, there is such a thing as a grandfather, so to speak. But guess what? If you don't pursue it immediately, you will lose that title. Now you have to take on more classes to fill the requirements of their new improved ancient education. They ain't teaching nothing new now. This stuff has been taught for hundreds of years.
Those athletes, they don't have to take any hard questions, courses. Down here at LSU, the football dormitory looked like the Hilton. My goodness.
Yeah, they take care of their athletes. No doubt about it.
Yeah, they want them broad, no brains.
That's about it.
Put them on the front line and bust bones, baby. And if you can't do that, they have no use for you. That's all these kids, you know, they want to become a professional this or a professional that because they're going to get a $1 billion contract. Well, a lot of that gets sucked up in agent fees and everything else. But nobody really tells these young kids about that part and how they can be taken to the cleaners.
About 20 years ago, I don't know who it was, and I can't remember his name, but he was a football player. He graduated, went to college and everything. He still couldn't read, and he could not write when he graduated. And nobody knew it until it was, well, they all knew it. But it came to light when they wanted him to be a substitute teacher, and he couldn't read. He couldn't read the contract.
My nephew is a number one high school wide receiver pick, Luther Burden.
Is that right?
And heck, he's got Sporting Goods is printing up t-shirts, sweatshirts, and caps with his initials on them. Of course, it's not his name; it's his LB3. Luther Burden III. I used to take his grandfather. I used to take his father camping when he was a little boy.
Damn.
But yeah, they going after these athletes like 40 going west, and they can go from one high school to the other. And these high schools, when you look at the academic performance in the high school, it's just pitiful. Less than 5% of the students are doing math proficient. In another case, you may have less than 14% that can read.
Yeah,
now, wasn't there, I think, and yeah, I could be wrong, but I think it was a football player. The NFL was trying to recruit him before he was done with his degree, before he was done with school, like in his third year. And he said no, and he finished out his degree, and he lectured. Then he went on to the NFL, but he became a businessman after the NFL, and he was lecturing younger players that they're giving you a free education. You take that benefit because you are not going to live in the NFL for the rest of your life, and that money will run out. Ringing any bells with anybody?
Back in the 70s, I heard about a court case that was levied against a Board of Education. And the guy who sued the Board of Education actually won. And you know what he sued him on? The fact that he did not know how to read, did not know how to write, and yet he got a high school diploma. And now all of a sudden there were so many people that came forth and says, you know what? I have the same problem. I can't read, I can't write. And they won the lawsuit against the Board of Education. And then that's when the Board of Education says, well, maybe we ought to write our curriculum. Well, you know, you're going to read or you're going to write one way or another. Either you rewrite your curriculum or your teaching method or this and that. But there was the people that graduated from high school that could not read, could not write, could not do math, couldn't do a lot of things. And they weren't necessarily in no sports activity, that's for sure. It was just the way the system just move them through. We can't have a 15-year-old kid around 9-year-old. Hey, I get that because the influence might be a little bit harsh, you know. But believe me, there's a lot of 15-year-olds that have the same struggles as others do, you know. Put them all in one class.
Well, hell, if you got a high school, the entire high school, we're talking about a few players. the average for the entire high school has deplorable academic achievements. That's 9th through 12th grade. Well, there shouldn't be any sports going on in that high school. If those children can't do arithmetic, reading, writing, arithmetic, it shouldn't be zilch athletic activities going on in that high school.
They can always pursue it outside of the high school, but, yeah, I see what you're saying, Bianchi. You're right. But then again, why deprive a kid from learning a sport? Just because he's not academically up to par? That's bullshit, too.
Well, he shouldn't be left on. He shouldn't be left on the team if he's not. They should be able to use a tutor and actually teach the child instead of like giving the child the answers. This is how you're going to get through this, so you can play football.
Well, they do have that in many of your colleges, but coming up coming up through Papa Warner and all through there. How many kids did you waste to produce one LeBron James throughout the years? Parents had to take them, buy equipment, take them to practice if they was on a travel team. And these kids come up, and I'll tell you something else. I wouldn't have any contact sports until they was in, like, sophomore year of high school, because these kids be getting hit out there worse than seemingly they do when they on the professional field. When they're playing football.
No, you're right. If I had it to do over again, I wouldn't have had my son playing football until at least his junior year. He played all three sports. And he's pretty good.
A multi-letter man became a colonel, huh?
Mm. Yeah. Football, basketball, and baseball.
Who's that guy that was proficient in baseball and in football? Jackson, I think his last name was Bo Jackson. Yeah.
Jackson. Oh.
Yeah.
Kansas City Royals. Yeah. Oakland Raider.
One of the very few who can actually play both sports. Michael Jordan, arguably the greatest basketball player ever.
Right.
Never got out of AAA, or even AA. No. I think.
He started kind of low, and he never progressed. He wasn't a baseball player.
Mm-mm.
He tried. He gave it a shot.
Yep. Different eye-hand coordination in baseball than in basketball. You need a sharper eye in baseball.
Yeah. There's a tape of Bo running down a fly ball and running up the fence and down the fence. It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. And that's back when you could barrel the catcher. And there's some tape out there that shows the catchers get out of the way when Bo was coming down third baseline.
Well, he was a physical specimen, and he wasn't taking drugs either.
No, he was.
He was?
He was a good guy, a good player. No, I don't know what you said, Joe.
Oh, I thought he didn't take any performance enhancement drugs or any he was an actor, from what I understand. Yeah.
There's no proof that he did any. Nobody's accused him of any of that.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Jordan, to me, is the best basketball player I've ever seen.
I'd like to have a nice discussion about that sometime.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of great ones though.
Deion Sanders played baseball and football.
Who's that?
Deion Sanders,
from Dallas.
Coach of Jacksonville Tigers. Yeah, he played both sports.
Yeah, I forgot about him.
Great cornerback.
Yeah, yeah, he's a coach.
He's running back.
It's a second division school, but he's a coach and in Florida somewhere.
Yeah, he knew how to cover. Who was it that played with Montana? I forgot.
Montana. Damn.
Remember his receiver? Oh, fuck.
Which one? Rice? Yeah, Jerry Rice.
Rice, yeah.
Yeah.
He could cover Rice fairly well. He's the only guy that could ever cover Rice fairly well.
I don't think anybody could cover Rice very long.
Nope.
Yeah, especially 1 minute left in the game. Forget it. Montana to Rice.
That's it. The go-to guy. Yeah.
That's it. How many Super Bowls come back?
I remember I remember Johnny Unitas to Del Shannon.
Oh, my God. Johnny Unitas. What a name. What a football name. You know that? Johnny Unitas.
Hell yeah.
I remember when Baltimore took off for Indianapolis. Oh, my God. You think Baltimore blew up? Jesus, they were pissed. Oh, God, they were bad.
What a story. He came from the Sandlots. He didn't make it. He was a walk-on. Then he became, number one for Baltimore and then number one in the league. What a story.
Yeah, he was quite a quarterback.
And he called his own plays. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen very often. I know Staubach, he called his own. Well, here we are talking sports.
Why not?
Oh, God.
We can talk grocery shopping.
Yeah. We got to get back to grocery shopping, guys. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Damn it. That's the topic for tonight.
Damn right it is. If my boy don't get a hit right now, in play, no out. Did he get a hit? It says in play, no out.
Who is it,
Doc? He got hit, guys. Woo-hoo. I live to fight another day. Woo. Goldsmith, St. Louis.
If you're wondering what he's talking about, he's playing Beat the Streak.
Beat the Streak. That's right.
And you have to guess which player is going to get a hit in each game. You choose up to how many players? You can choose one to how many?
Two. Two a day. One to two, if you want. And, my gosh, it's hard to do. I'll tell you that right now. Hard to do. But I had to have Goldsmith come through, and he did. Thank you very much. And I had Tim Anderson. He got a hit. How about that?
How much you get, Donnie?
I don't get nothing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it just keeps my streak going.
Oh, okay.
I don't go back to zero. Thank goodness. Yeah, anyway.
Don't you win something if you're the number one guy at the end of the season?
Oh, yeah, you get something, but if you get all the way up to 56, 52, I can't remember now. You win $5.2 million. Somebody
you
got
all 56 right?
Yeah, you got to pick. If you pick the right players, and if you get over 10 and you make a mistake, you can use your mulligan and keep your streak going. They automatically use mine. I wasn't going to use mine until after the All-Star game, but they used it for me, and I didn't have no say-so about it.
That's cheating.
Wow. It's fun. I play it every year. Oh, boy. How about Joe Biden? Man, I tell you what. That old bastard is... there's a tape of him, and it doesn't even sound like him. It does a cinnamon. You've seen it. I played it for you.
Donnie, what are you doing talking politics on a political show?
He sounded very robotic, and he looked very robotic. He didn't blink.
Yeah, he didn't.
I didn't see the video, but I saw the headline. Did you guys see the video?
Yeah. I played the video for her and to make sure I was seeing things right, and He just like it was a mannequin up there.
Really?
Like,
oh, cool.
It didn't even sound like him.
You know what's going to start now? More rumors of body swaps.
Well, boy, I tell you what, you would have a. I would believe that on this one. I really would, because it was too weird. Just too weird.
How long was he speaking without blinking?
Oh, how long was it, Cinnamon? Over a minute, 2 minutes maybe?
Seriously?
Yeah. I mean,
they chopped. You could tell that they chopped the video at one point, but it was still, it went for a whole minute before it was chopped, and he didn't blink.
A whole minute. I think, I believe that the human eye has to blink something like once, at least every 6 seconds, 5 seconds, something like that.
I don't know, but he sure didn't blink. Yeah, I tried to find it. Because it just sounded just so weird. It looked weird. And Lori Lightfoot is begging the Chicago Bears not to leave the city. And they want to leave the city because of all the crime. Can't blame them.
Hell no.
And how many times has the View had to say they were wrong and they were sorry that it happened to, now I can't even remember that. Hold on, I'll try to find it.
You're talking about the TV program with, what's her face?
The View.
Yeah.
They had, every time they had to apologize, they screwed it up.
They never apologized.
One time, Whoopi would say something at the end, and the frickin' lawyers are going crazy. You got
she's being sued for $25 million by Kyle Rittenhouse. I hope he gets every dime.
Oh, I do, too. At Turning Point USA, I don't know if you guys have heard that.
I've heard of it, yeah.
I know you guys know Turning Point USA, but they accused them of being with Nazis.
That's our
veteran. Huh. Yeah, I'll play it.
That's conservative. And Dr. Gill becomes a surgeon general.
Oh, yeah, listen to this. You guys aren't going to believe this. Now listen to this.
And Dr. Gill becomes a surgeon general. His wife.
Yeah,
Joe Biden's wife, because she's a hell of a doctor. She's an amazing doctor.
She's a doctor.
I could be wrong.
She's a teacher, but
boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Let me tell you guys, Turning Point USA, led by Charlie Kirk and his legal team, are putting the cackling hens of the View through a public humiliation ritual right now. That is the only way I can describe it, okay? Because they have been utterly embarrassed, okay? I cannot think of a more embarrassing moment for the View than what is currently happening right now in regards to the drama going on between the Cackling Hens and Turning Point USA after the Cackling Hens essentially tried to associate Turning Point USA with white supremacist neo-Nazi groups.
This is bad. I mean, there was this Turning Point conference with all the smoke. What are they, smoking something down there? Or it's like, whatever. Anyway, there were out there, neo-Nazis were in the front of turning out there in front of the conference with anti-Semitic slurs and, the Nazi swastika and a picture of a so-called Jewish person with exaggerated features, just like Goebbels did in the Hitler during the Third Reich. It's the same thing, right out of that same playbook.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and DeSantis did not say anything about it. Nothing. So it's his sort of his rendition of good people on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Same idea. So why trade a headache for an upset stomach?
A few moments later.
Okay, so you have to read this thing. Oh,
I've got a legal note. The conservative group.
Honey normally does this, but
I know,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
This is our knockoff lawyer.
Okay.
The conservative group Turning Point USA has condemned the group of neo-Nazis and said they have nothing to do with the organization.
Yeah, but where was DeSantis? Is what I want to know.
But you let them in.
President, open your
you let them in, and you knew what they were.
Right.
So you are complicit.
And see, she keeps it going. They had to read that, or they're going to get sued. So Whoopi can't shut her mouth. Now they're going to have to do it all over again.
Turning Point USA was like, we're not having any of this. Cease and desist. Right? Cease and desist. And the View, ever since they made these ridiculous statements earlier this week, has been doing mental gymnastics, bending over backwards to try to apologize and explain away their comments, which has resulted in them giving so many retractions and apologies, it's hard to keep up with, as we have another apology. Yes, we have another apology. I'm pretty sure you guys heard yesterday, Sarah Haynes formally apologized for the View's comments on Monday, basically trying to associate Turning Point USA with white supremacy, right? She issued a formal apology on the show yesterday.
Right. So on Monday, we talked about the fact that there were openly neo-Nazi demonstrators outside the Florida Student Action Summit of the Turning Point USA group. We want to make clear that these demonstrators were gathered outside the event and that they were not invited or endorsed by Turning Point USA. A Turning Point USA spokesman said the group, quote, 100% condemns those ideologies, and said Turning Point USA security tried to remove the neo-Nazis from the area but could not because they were on public property. Also, Turning Point USA wanted us to clarify that this was a Turning Point USA summit and not a Republican Party event. So we apologize for anything we said that may have been unclear on these points.
They still invited the Gates, though, I would just like to know.
Yeah, so you would think that because the View apologized that this is over, right? They issued a formal apology, and Turning Point USA is just going to let it go. Apparently, Charlie Kirk don't play like that, right? As they're still not letting it go. They're like, no. We're not satisfied with your apology, okay? We're not satisfied. And the reason why we're not satisfied is because Whoopi was silent during Sarah Haynes' apology. And they have a problem with Whoopi because Whoopi made some statements doing her retraction that basically was her doubling down on trying to associate Turning Point with neo-Nazis in a way that she thought that she would be able to get away with. However, Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA is not stupid. And I want you guys to actually watch these comments from Whoopi that Turning Point USA still has an issue with.
I'm going to make a quick clarification about the neo-Nazis at the Turning Point event. They were outside protesters. My point was more metaphorical. That you embraced them at your thing, I felt. So they were not in the building.
You know what? If the so-called Antifa or anti-fascist, that's what Antifa stands for, would go there and protest, then Antifa would get a bad reputation. That's why when I hear that Antifa is the...
Right, but that's not... But let me just make sure that everybody... Because, you know, misunderstanding what people say is very big.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure you... I know they were not in the building, but they were in the mix of people at the thing.
You know how...
So that clip right there, right? Whoopi basically issuing a retraction to a prior statement in which she falsely claimed that Turning Point USA was letting Nazis into the building, right? So she retracts those statements. But during that statement, she still low-key tries to associate Turning Point USA with neo-Nazis by basically saying, well,
I'm going to skip ahead.
Back. You know, in Monday's conversation about Turning Point USA, I put the young people at the conference in the same category as the protesters outside. And I don't like it when people make assumptions about me. And it's not any better when I make assumptions about other people, which I did. So my bad. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So you're an idiot. Right.
Okay. That's about four apologies right there in one freaking week, not even a week. And then,
you know, here's the thing.
And Whoopi thinks she's a real medical doctor. Did you hear that?
She does. I mean, look at it. I remember when she used to play the skit of my beautiful blonde hair when she was coming on the scene way back when. But so damn what if these people are neo-Nazis? Is that against the law?
No.
Nobody says anything about the Nation of Islam, the Farrakhan's bunch. Nobody say anything about the Republic of New Africa, who Benny Thomas used to be supportive of, Mario Badelli, and those guys back during those days, getting into shootouts with police officers and so on and so on. And I named quite a few of them.
Damn.
And you goddamn right I can name them, because I know them.
Sure you can. No doubt. No doubt about it.
And if a white male want to be a white supremacist, that's his business. Or her. So they're using these words nowadays as a tool. The Nazi symbol, what they use, is a symbol that was used and is still present today on the Church of Lalbela there in Ethiopia. It's on the windows. And a lot of those symbols show up in periodicals, which I see a book called Primes and Symbol of Premortal Man. So those symbols existed before there ever was a Nazi party.
There you go. Oh, I got to skip ahead. Let me just finish this real quick, guys. Okay, hold on.
Whoopi, right? Especially Whoopi. Okay, this is more embarrassing than the time that Whoopi suggested that Jill Biden become Surgeon General.
And Dr. Jill becomes a Surgeon General. His wife. Joe Biden's wife. Because she's a hell of a doctor.
Did you hear that? She's a hell of a doctor.
A hell of a doctor. Not a doctorate, which is bad enough.
You know, if Whoopi had went on and carry out her convictions to move to Canada when Donald Trump got elected, she wouldn't have had her ass here to get sued by Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. she sure didn't leave, did she? You know. Well, I know one reporter did leave. And
All those people who said, if Trump gets elected, I'm leaving? No,
yep.
I didn't know of anybody who left.
Yeah, it's a reporter, but I never heard of him. But they interviewed him. He's up, he's south of Toronto in Ontario somewhere.
Well, he had that one guy, Noah, he's a South African. He's not so American just because, hell, anybody got a tan now is a claim to destination of being black. But let them go. And don't welcome them back. Hey, I broke friendship with a lot of people because of some of the nostalgic things that they said about Donald Trump. I don't need you as a friend. You're out of my telephone directory. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Now, hold on. I found that tape, you guys. I want to see what you think. Well, I know you can't see it, and I wish you could, but maybe you can hear. God, this guy is a freak.
You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-democracy. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-American. Donald Trump lacked the courage to act. The brave women and men in blue all across this nation should never forget that. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-cop. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-democracy. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-American. Donald Trump lacked the courage to act. The brave women and men in blue all across this nation should never forget that.
And we won't forget that. He doesn't. And Gemma, a.k.a. Myrna, sent that on Twitter. And it says, deep fake or a drug Joe. The dude doesn't blink. No, he doesn't.
Well, look at Barack Obama and his stand-up when saying he needed to do away with the damn with the police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's on record for saying that as a speech.
No, you're right. You know, this Ukraine thing, we're in a proxy war right now. with Russia.
We're How much money did Biden give to the Ukraine? Was it $65 billion, $500 million? What was the top?
I heard it was $56 billion, but what's a billion or two?
Yeah.
You know?
Jesus, ain't freaking Jesus.
I know.
To a foreign country that could absolutely tip the balance, the scales to World War III, and $56 billion. Man.
Yeah.
And I bet you $23 billion of it is going back in his pocket.
It's going somewhere.
I don't understand. I don't understand why it's up to us to help fund this invasion. It's not our gas that's being cut off by Russia. It's not us that are going to be threatened by Russia because they're going to be closer to our borders if they take over Ukraine. So why is it us that has to put the bigger part of the bill?
Because we're the one that push for war all the time, Cinnamon. The United States always pushing for war. Every country does wrong. They want to, they act like they want to save the people. They're just hurting the people. You remember Laura Logan?
Yeah.
She's got something to say about Ukraine.
We're being corralled into this box where we either have to hate Vladimir Putin and believe everything evil that's said about him and love Ukraine, and there's no in between. And that reminds me a lot of you're either a white supremacist or you go with the Democrat narrative on everything under the sun.
The most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today, white supremacy.
And I want to understand white rage, and I'm white.
I mean, there's just as much interference here as you could possibly imagine. Before you even get to Hunter Biden, Nancy Pelosi, John Kerry, Mitt Romney, and all of their children who earn millions from Ukrainian gas companies. These days, it's hard to believe anything because they've lied about COVID, they lied about Russia collusion, they lied about the Ukraine impeachment trial, and there's so much more going on in Ukraine that nobody is talking about.
Does Ukraine have chemical or biological weapons?
My job as a journalist is to try to understand what is the truth here. I don't like being lied to, and we're being lied to on an epic scale. When we're told your only choice is you have to be 100% with Zelensky. Slava Ukraina, who's a puppet who you can find on the internet in black stilettos and leather pants. Zelensky was selected, like so many of our leaders. And honestly, with big tech and with election fraud these days, we don't know how many leaders all around the world have been selected for us and weren't actually voted in.
How to build back better.
We have to build back better. Build back better.
If Donald Trump gets the Republican nomination, there are many of us that will move heaven and earth to ensure he doesn't win.
We are fighting the same battles all over the world to pretend that this war is about Russia and Ukraine is a barefaced lie.
Yeah.
Putin has been warning for 15 years that he is not going to stand by while the globalists take over the world, build bioweapons facilities and whatever else they're doing in Ukraine. Ukraine has been a center of money laundering for many of the leaders in this country. Billions of U.S. dollars have been laundered through Ukraine, and we say nothing about it. Does nobody question these things? We have an idiot, like Lieutenant Colonel Vindman.
Mr. Vindman, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, please. Do you always insist on civilians calling you by your rank?
And sits there as a lieutenant colonel. He didn't even make colonel, and he's telling the President of the United States what his policy should be.
All right. She doesn't believe anything about the Ukraine. She just showed a tape. Piece of tape of the president in spandex, black, I guess, spandex pants and high heels and doing a nice gay dance.
I've often wondered how come Zelensky, and anytime he's making his public appearances, how come he's not in a suit? He always looks like he's just finished jogging.
Because they want him to look like he's been on the front line, Joe. Like he just left the front line, and you don't wear a suit when you've been on the front line. Come on.
That skirmish would have been over a long time ago if it hadn't been for these idiots contributing, which is doing nothing. Like Austin is used to work for General Dynamics, and they shipped a big load of Patriot or either Stinger missiles to the Ukraine. That's how these people are getting their just due from these proxy wars that we see going on, like the one that's going on presently with Ukraine and Russia. Ukraine is not going to whoop Russia. No way possible.
No.
It's just something that's being carried out. Should have been over a long time ago. Could have been over a long time ago. Just plain old negotiations or whatever. I don't blame Russia. I wouldn't let you put missiles on my border within 400 miles of Moscow. We didn't allow that in Cuba.
Nope. And you're right. That's exactly what's going on. They don't want...
No, they don't want NATO infringement over there.
Hell no.
And,
hell
to,
no.
And to answer Cinnamon's question, again, with an answer that we all know, all you got to do is read War is a Racket.
Yeah. Yep. Or watch the tape. He'll tell you. He'll tell you right on YouTube. It's Medley Butler.
Isn't Laura Logan the one that legally changed her gender in order to prove the point of how stupid it was? Or
no.
Was it another Laura?
It must have been another Laura. Laura, I didn't. She got fired from Fox, Laura Logan.
Because
she compared Fauci to that Nazi doctor.
Mengele or Goebbels?
Mengele. Yeah. And they took her right off the air. I haven't seen her in a long time, since last November. Matter of fact, she was doing some stuff on Fox Nation. That's still up. So I don't know. She hasn't done anything since last year.
I'm surprised Tucker Carlson is still on Fox.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, the guy on, what's his name, Brett Baer. Boy, I tell you what, he gets a Democrat on there. He soft soaps these questions. But he gets a Republican on there, like Late was on his show, and he goes right after him. Right after these people. And she got pissed, and I don't blame her.
Yeah.
Well, some of these Republicans ain't worth a damn, Donnie. If the Republican Party did win the midterm, would they not give the power back to Democrats like they've done in the past? Not
yeah.
quite sure. It's not as many. Not as many disgusting individuals as you do have on that other side. But you have to admit, and we know it, that some of these Republicans don't govern worth a damn.
No, I agree. Bianchi is absolutely right. Absolutely right. Like, God dang, Mitt Romney. Come on.
Oh, that reminds me. There's a question I wanted to ask because we were talking about Trump being a Democrat before. I was told, which was a surprise to me, about a month or two ago that he was a Democrat. I was also told that he was against the Second Amendment years ago. Is that true?
I haven't heard that one. Mm. That's a new one. He was for abortion at one time until he met his friend's kid that they were going to abort, and they didn't. Something happened, and the kid lived, and he's doing quite well, and that changed Donald Trump's mind on abortion.
He supported Jesse Jackson in his run for presidency, remember?
Damn, that was a good memory right there. Yeah, I forgot about that.
And Al Sharpton and all them shenanigans, them hoodlums used to hang around him trying to get money for this and money for that, and he was pretty good. I remember those three black business people, men that borrowed money from him, they started their businesses, and when the business was successful, they came back to pay him back, and he said, let's forget about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories out there like that.
Look at what he did with the Jennifer Hudson family. When he had some food going around killing members of their family,
mm-hmm.
he put the whole family up in his hotel, said, stay as long as you want. I'll provide protection.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you hear that Trump's intent to sue CNN? A nice little document, PDF, that you can download, and he's going to sue them for defamation of him as a president, talking about lies that they said about him as a president. Yeah.
I don't know how in the hell he can sue them. Yeah. I'm not a lawyer, but it doesn't sound like I don't think he can sue.
Well, that's his intent. I don't know if he can actually go through with it, but he did legally make an intent, and it's I didn't read the whole thing. I only proved it, but he's taking them on.
Hmm.
You know, one of the issues is that they called him a liar about the election fraud. That's one of the issues in there. So I don't know if he can actually legally sue them, you know, actually get in court. But he did do a legal intent to sue. And you can download it. So it's, like I said, I haven't read it. I perused it, but I'm sure it will make some interesting reading.
Yeah. Well, it would be nice if they start straightening up these cable stations and the networks, make them tell the truth anyway.
I can't pursue them. I mean, if they actually tell an absolute lie, that's Linwood's business.
Well, they're commentary. You know, they're not reporters,
and
that's their opinion, and they can say whatever the hell they really want to. You know,
their Russian collusion was a big ass lie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
To the bone.
And everybody knew it. Everybody knew it. You know,
like they jump on them. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Yeah, he is fine.
No, I was going to say, like, they keep jumping on this thing in Charlottesville when he said there's good people on both sides. Well, there were good people on both sides.
Yeah,
but
there
here's the point. Nobody says that about Martin Luther King when he came to cities. He came to cities, and you had his protests, which usually ended up with scuffles. But at the same time, you had a band of preachers in St. Louis didn't want Martin Luther King to be coming to St. Louis. So wouldn't that not be equivalent to being good people on both sides? They had a good reason. Both of them had good reasons.
I agree with that. Yeah, I agree. Okay, who sent me this? VBO 1991 sent this. And
evil people. People don't understand, and this is what America needs to wake up and understand right now. You need to wake up right now because your sissified churches and pastors are not going to come to the rescue. They are not involved in this spiritual battle. You need to understand that evil is evil. And America does not understand how evil is because they think that this is some kind of movie. This is a real evil takeover, and they're coming to take your children from you. They're coming to take your wealth, your life, and everything from you right now. They're going to take your free speech, and then they're going to take your life away, and it's going to be over here in this country. I'm going to teach the GOP how to win. I'm going to teach them how to put together a game plan and to be bold and go after these demonic, evil people. Stop trying to play nice. Stop pretending like this is the way to love everybody, is to let them turn your boys into girls with a sex change without your permission. That's not loving nobody. These people hate you and they hate your children. They hate humanity. They don't like you. They hate the way you smell. They hate the way you think. They don't want your thoughts. They want to give you your thoughts. We are not going to let these people take away our rights, and we're going to teach you how to fight and how to win against these globalists. And when we get our country back, I want everybody to be prepared to teach your children the Constitution. Teach them the power of calling on the name of God in the name of Jesus and being filled with the Holy Spirit. Teach them to read the Bible and to turn these TVs and stuff off.
Okay, that's JeromeForCongress.com. JeromeForCongress.com.
He had great points in what he said.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, you need to teach your kids the Constitution. Matter of fact, Constitution studies need to be required for you to graduate. Having taken and certified in certain Constitution studies, the history of the United States should be a requirement for seeking certain elected positions, certain professions, professorships at the university. Hell, you do it in everything else.
That's right.
Hell, I can't fly in the clouds if I don't have a certificate in instrument ratings.
Well, I can't argue with that, Bianchi.
You got people that's that's pledged to support and defend the Constitution. They never read it.
Never read it. Go ahead, Sinwin.
I was having a discussion with somebody about how most it started off with the female basketball player that's in jail in Russia.
Right.
And then the other person that was in jail in Russia. The person I was talking to, she said, I don't understand why, if she was told not to do that, why she would take the it's hemp that she had. It wasn't medical marijuana, I think, is what she had. Anyway, why would she even risk it going over there? And
wow.
This is pretty much the problem, is because most of us don't know the Constitution, and they don't pay attention to other countries. We are so arrogant that we think, not only in this country do we think that our government owes us something, we think the whole freaking world owes us. And so we go over to other countries. Yeah, we go over to other countries. A lot of Europeans don't like American tourists.
Well, I agree.
Because we're loud, we're brash, we're demanding.
Yeah.
We think it should be, we think that their country should be, when they go over to visit, should be exactly the way it is at home. Hey, I can get McDonald's at home. Why the hell can't I get it here? Hey, our bars stay open until 4 o'clock in the morning in England. Why can't I go to the bar at this time?
Well, we got your point.
Yeah, she's right. Griner, and I call him a he because he claims to be a he. His wife claims to be he being a husband. So she needs to be punished to the full extent of the law that's allowed.
Right.
And show you the difference. If she had done that in the country like Ghana, Nigeria, West Africa, you probably wouldn't be hearing anything about it right about now.
Well, if she was told not to, and she did it, then she's being very, very defiant. And I agree with Cinnamon about the ugly American, which is the term that was given to America years and years ago. When we go overseas and the people there do become very, very demanding. Now, getting back to the Constitution, I believe that most people, all students, should know about the Constitution. The Constitution is the foundation of at least the theory of what America is supposed to be. But just to have politicians memorize it. What's it?
I said agreed.
Yeah, but to have politicians memorize it and let their potential voters know about it, it'd only be used as a marketing tool. It would only make them think, the constituents, oh, my God, here's another arrow in their quill. We got a winner here. He knows the Constitution. Knowing about it and having the integrity to enforce it are two different things. And that's the problem. Regardless of whether they know about the Constitution or they don't know about it, they don't give a fuck. They're going to do what they're going to do according to what the lobbyists want them to do.
That's right.
And the American people have to wake up to that more than they are now.
Mm-hmm.
I've never talked to anybody who doesn't believe that a politician is corrupt. But I've rarely talked to somebody who believes that the American populace, in other words, the 435 top politicians, including the Supreme Court, will sell America down the river. They've got to wake up to that. If they don't wake up to that, they're always going to think that the next politician is going to be the good one.
We don't as a country, because everything keeps status quo, nothing really gets into our wheelhouse real bad or anything. So we just think that everything is, you know, this is the way life is supposed to be. And so they take it for granted, all of the freedoms that we have.
Yeah, that's
why you got a lot of the military that stay super patriotic after they're out of the military, is because they've been around. They've been to other countries. And they were told what they can do and what they can't do in a country, and then they see it actually on the ground.
Mm-hmm. And so, are you saying that when they come back, they're more appreciative of America, or when they see that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I tell you what, one of the most...
They think a lot of us are idiots.
One of the most overcoming emotional experiences I have coming back into the country is they're landing at JFK Airport and walking down that long aisle and going down that long flight of steps to where your cubicles, where custom agents check you in. You got this big wordage display above that hall. It says, "Welcome to the United States of America." After you've been out of this country for a period of time and you come back and you read that, it sends chills up and down your spine.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Hmm.
You know, Europe and the rest of the world, China even, they have a love-hate relationship with us. They are, I don't think they've ever started a war, like Bush said. That was the reason why 9/11 started, is because they were jealous of our freedoms, you know, the Muslims. Bullshit. But most countries have a love-hate. They want to be like us, but they hate the fact that we're either one of or the superpower in the world. But what they really have a real gripe about is that America keeps interfering with their fucking countries, their goddamn politics. That's one of the reasons why they hate us, and it's legitimate hate. If we're not overtly fucking with a nation, then we're covertly fucking with it against the people of that nation.
Well, that's some shadow government. The CIA, the FBI need to be dissolved. What the hell do you need it for? They shouldn't be able to carry guns into other communities. The FBI have no damn business, like the one tape you was playing. Of course, they did have local police with them. They have no business coming up to your door, knocking on your door, saying they want to see this, have a discussion with you, so on. Their jurisdiction stops at that state line, if it even goes beyond that. Well, no, you got some of these agencies that's out there that's running lopshot secretly. Look at the FBI with the Trump investigation, Russian collusion, the dossier that Hillary paid for. It sounds like a takeover to me, the way they was behaving. Not to mention going back to COINTELPRO, how they went out to certain black leaders.
Hey, will somebody tell me why the Fifth Amendment protects our rights against self-incrimination, but if an FBI agent sits down in front of us across the table, not in court, and if we are accused by them of lying, it's a federal crime and it's perjury? Somebody explain that to me. That's what I thought. I don't know the reason either. The Fifth Amendment supposedly guarantees us against self-incrimination. The prosecution can't use it against you on the stand, but some goddamn FBI fuck can sit right there in your house or down there in the FBI house, or their house, ask you a question. If they deem that you're lying, bang, you're in trouble. That was one of the reasons why General Flynn got in trouble, because they accused him of lying, and then Sidney Powell said, "Bullshit."
Right. Yeah, they did accuse him of lying.
Mm-hmm.
And all he was doing is he was doing his job.
And they threaten him subtly with some kind of prosecution against his kid. So what did he do? He turned, just like anybody would, to protect their family.
Yep.
Well, yeah, that damn Millie need to be court-martialed for the remarks he made, supposedly going to warn off his counterpart of China in advent of an attack.
I agree with her on that shit. What the fuck does that guy have to fuck and warn the Russians that we may launch missile attack against? What the fuck?
Yeah, and that's stupid.
Woo, that is absolutely fair. Even if he was right that, let's say, Biden wanted to issue, press the red button.
Right.
Holy shit. You don't do that. You fucking stop Biden. You don't go to the other side and say, you know what? I think you ought to set your defenses up because our missiles may be coming over in a half an hour. Oh, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, he'll be in the bunker. He won't have to worry about it.
When you say bunker, you remind me of Dr. Strangelove.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That was a good movie. Mm.
Yeah. Now, Joe...
Okay, I want to get this in there.
Okay, go ahead.
Just real quick, before we get away from this. John Bolton admitted on, on CNN, Jake Tapper's show, that he's helped stage coups in other countries.
Yeah, he admitted it. They should have put him in handcuffs right then and there, but they didn't.
Remember about, a year and a half ago or 2 years ago or so, and I told you guys about the National Security Archives where they have declassified documents? The CIA has admitted it in those declassified documents about coups.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that stuff's been going on for a long time. The Dulles brothers helped stage coup with Patrice Lumumba in the Congo. Kermit Roosevelt was part of that. And it's another guy, I can't think of his name. He's still living today. He was part of it.
That's why Hungary doesn't want Soros in the country anymore.
Smart.
Yeah, very smart. Damn right, and there's some.
Sweden and Norway and Denmark, they're being recruited to join NATO, I think. Aren't they, or did they make the announcement about a week or so ago that they're thinking about it?
I don't know.
Norway has already been a part of NATO, but, yeah, Sweden and Finland. At last I read, a couple more countries approved them joining NATO. But I'm just not sure if it's official yet. But it sounds like it's pretty close to happening for Sweden and Finland.
Yeah, Finland just this week has put out the feelers that they want to join NATO also.
Gee, you think they might be a little mad?
Yeah.
Who's NATO going up against? There's no more Warsaw Pact countries. They're all gone.
I don't know.
What is it, a big club being utilized for global domination of global warming schemes?
And that's a scheme, too. Sophia Dahl sent me, this is about climate change, and it's only a minute.
When I asked, just a moment, Alice, you've been speaking most of the night. When I asked Tanya Plibersek,
we'll fact check that one for you.
Yeah. When I asked Tanya Plibersek, was the deputy leader of the Labour Party and the potential deputy prime minister, was carbon dioxide the big issue in relation to climate change? And she said yes. I then said, well, that being the case, what percentage of the atmosphere is made up of carbon dioxide? And she said, I don't know. And I said, hang on, you don't know what percentage of the atmosphere is carbon dioxide, and yet you're prepared to stand the economy on its head to address a problem, the detail of which you don't know. So when I then explained that the percentage of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, Alice, is how much?
0.03.
Alice, how much of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere?
To answer
Alice?
The question, Scott Morrison has said he's using climate change
Alice,
and that
much,
he wants to do something about
Alice,
it.
Alice, how much carbon dioxide is the problem? How much carbon dioxide is there in the atmosphere?
I'm not a scientist. I don't know. I'm a
well, hang on. If you're going to argue the case, you ought to know. It's 0.04%. And of that 0.04%, human beings around the world create 3%. And of that 3%, Australia creates 1.3%. So for the 1.3% of 3% of 0.04%, we then decide to have a national economic suicide.
I'm happy for you to have made that point.
You don't confuse people with arithmetic. Huh?
Yeah, Al Gore's back in the picture again, and he's been spouting off. Well, we should have been underwater by now.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That was his prediction. The polar bears were going to become extinct. They were going to drown in order to become extinct. Okay.
You only got, four more years of Earth survival?
Yeah. Let me make sure. Lori-Ann, tell people about your show tomorrow night before we're out of here in 9 minutes.
Wow, it's about that time already, huh? 10 minutes left?
Yeah.
Just it'll be an open format again tomorrow for my show. Tune in for the Lucid Libertarian with Lori-Ann show on at 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, 9 to midnight Eastern time, and hopefully y'all call in and we can have some fun and do some good conversation.
It's all good time, like we had Wednesday night, right, Joe?
Absolutely.
Oh, no, Sunday night. We were looking for a Sunday night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sunday?
Oh, yeah, good time. Hey, Lori, you feel all right?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I decided not to do my show last Wednesday because I was kind of just getting buried into job searching and putting in some applications and stuff. And so I was kind of, like, all into that. Like, it's one of those things where, like, okay, I'm in the mood and I'm, like, I'm in my – my zone getting into it, and so so I decided not to do the Wednesday show and for sure continue doing my Sunday show. And I'll do Wednesday next week though for sure.
She said she was going to maybe do a Thursday show, so I was all ready for that. And
Yeah.
I think they heard
maybe Thursday, maybe, but then I was still into it. So but I put in a good number, some good applications in and came upon a couple of good jobs that I'm hoping, I might get attention. They seem like they'd be a good fit and they're good companies. So I'm just hoping to get noticed and hopefully some of that effort I put in this past week will
see
some fruit.
Yeah.
I think it's a potential job position for electric tank drivers.
Yeah.
No, you really don't want me to be driving for a job. I am way too road rage. I am way too prone to road rage to want to drive in a professional capacity.
I don't think you'd have much problem with road rage with a tank.
Electric tanks, Johnny. Can you imagine those on the battlefield?
No, I can't. I see those blowing up, though. I can see that.
Yeah. You know what gets me? The people who buy the electric cars for like $53,000, let's say. Then they have a problem with the battery. Then they find out the battery costs $52,000.
$22,000, Joe.
$22,000?
Yeah, the guy took it in and he needed a battery. They said $22,000. He took his car out there and blew that sucker up. Remember that?
No, but I guess the car cost $23,000. I had read was that it was about $1,000 difference, and he didn't. It was a woman too.
Oh,
a woman didn't even inquire about what the battery would cost. Hey, oh, electric car. Yeah, let me buy it.
I see an Alabama number. I don't know which one, but let me get an Alabama number
about
on.
About time, Alabama's.
All right. Which one are you?
Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah, like I said, about time.
Five minutes to go.
better late than
Big
never.
Kathy. Big Kathy.
Hey.
Big
hey.
Kathy.
Hey, everybody.
Okay.
I hope
hey,
all
hey,
is
hey,
well
yeah.
with everyone.
How's Daniel?
Daniel's not feeling very good tonight.
Oh, okay.
I talked to him earlier today, and he's had a bad couple of days. So.
Figured something was up if he wasn't here with you.
Mm. Oh, I know. You know, I told Donnie one time, I said, if he's feeling all right, he will be on the show. He loves the show. He enjoys it.
Mm.
He looks forward to it. But if he's not feeling good, he's
yeah.
not going to be on there.
Are you sure Kathy's telling you the truth, or do you think that maybe he's going out with one girl and coming back with another and doesn't want you to know about it?
No, I'm not sure.
You know, those are the kind of things
and
that
And then
sometimes...
maybe he got the monkey pox and he doesn't want you to know.
Do you think he's faking his illness to throw me off? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you know, the kind of mother-son relationship where they don't want to
like,
let
like
others
he's,
know.
Like
about,
he's
know.
Up or out all night.
Yeah.
And then he sleeps when I go home and says he feels bad because
That's
he's
right.
been up all night. Is that what y'all are saying?
That's what I'm saying.
I'll kill him.
See? That's why.
Yeah, you've heard the old cliche, I brought you into this world. I can take you out.
I can
take
you right out.
Well, I've been listening to y'all on the internet, so and I thought I would call. But I'll have to mute it in a little bit and go do some caretaking. But I'll stay on here for a while and listen to you. Is anybody
well, it's good to
there?
Hear from you. I'm here. Good to hear from you, Kathy.
I know. I'm glad. I mean, this is great for me. It gives me a little, takes my mind off other things. I love the show. Always have.
Yeah.
I'm just not able to get on it anymore like I used to. So what have y'all been talking about? Been talking about European countries and... I did see.
Oh, we were all over the place.
I did see where there's been several of the UK Parliament that have resigned. You know.
Yeah.
So I just think things are happening in all these countries. You know, we're just not hearing about it on the news, and that's what frustrates me so. Because they won't tell the
yeah,
truth.
Yeah, they have. They're having a big shakeup because Boris Johnson and a lot of his cabinet got caught having parties
yep.
on Fridays. And then it went
yep.
into, after he got caught, they got caught doing that. They supposedly cleaned up and they were sticking to more of the quarantine rules. And even though quarantine had lifted a bit, you could have parties up to 25 people, and he got caught having a big old bash, you know, with over 100-plus people. He's an idiot. I mean, you know the other side's really against you. Why would you give them fuel?
That's true. I wish that they would do away with some of them up in our Congress, the parties that they have up there.
Oh, yeah.
Congress and Senate. Now, have y'all heard that the D.C. mayor is calling in, she's wanting to call in the National Guard to help
yeah.
with the migrants up there?
Oh, yeah.
Says,
yep,
I point. Think Florida and Texas sent some busloads of them up there.
Yeah.
Yep, it was too big of an influx for her area to handle. But, you know, 100,000, or actually I did the division. The ones that are actually interacted with, so the ones
yeah.
that are caught crossing the border,
yeah.
it's about 35,000 a week crossing the border.
And
so a couple of busloads for her.
She's so pro-human rights. That's what she claims, that it's a human rights issue.
Yeah.
And she's asking, what's that church, St. Patrick Church, has got a call out for people to donate shoes, good walking shoes, not flip-flops.
Good Lord.
Bobby Brown, or Bobby Powell, said Antifa on the J6 pipe bomber identified as a FBI asset deployed to cause mayhem in D.C. and Tampa. There you go.
See, a lot of this stuff that we are hearing about our government, politicians, whatever, we never went through anything like this with any other president other than Trump. I mean, there never was all this lying, deceit, mishandling fun. I mean, if you look back, Obama and the Bushes and Clinton, I mean, there never was any talk like this, you know, nothing. But, you know, Trump has opened our eyes, you know, a lot of it's coming out.
I believe you're right. I believe Trump has opened a lot of people's eyes to what's going on in this country.
Saw a video last night. Gene Ho was hired as his photographer when he was in the White House. And this guy was pretty wealthy. He had several employees worked with him. They worked with the movie stars and all that. And he didn't really know Trump, but he was not a Republican. He was not. And or conservative, put it that way. And they were asking him questions about Trump. And he said, Trump is what you see. I mean, he said, with movie stars, you would think that they would be, you know, not, you see them on TV and they're real nice during interviews. He said, but behind the scenes, they're all jerks. They're all jerks, all of them. He said, but Trump is what you see. You know, he's just as nice behind the camera as he is on the camera. You know, and a lot of people don't like him for that because he's blunt. You know, he says he says stuff that we're not used to a president saying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's not very presidential. But he says he's the nicest guy, you know. He says he's very, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're fine, go ahead.
He says that he is very, very precise. He said during one photo shoot, Gene had his camera set up in a certain place. It would get good lighting and everything, you know. He says Trump comes and tells him, no, that's not going to work. No, I don't want it there. I want it over there. And see, this Gene is a professional photographer. He's thinking, I can't do it over there. I can't. But Trump, he says Trump does not know what can't do, or maybe, you know, he says, work it out, figure it out, and do it. And that's, you know, and he did. He said that's what he admires so much about him. You know, when you tell him, I can't do that, it's not going to work. Yes, it will. Figure it out. Solve the problem.
Yeah, you know? I think Trump gets back in. If he runs, I don't know if he's going to run, but if he runs, I think he realizes now that he can't trust a damn soul once he gets in there. And he's going to have to bring new people in, like, you know, your DOJ. You're going to have to get rid of Ray. What a loser, an FBI loser. And the DOJ, get rid of that moron. Well, of course, he's going to get rid of
I mean,
And I think he's cleaned some house, though. I think he realizes, like Bill Barr, everybody was so happy. All but Joe. I remember Joe saying, I don't like him. I don't trust him. But I thought it was a good move. But no, it wasn't a good move at all. He sat on that damn computer, Hunter Biden's computer, for a long time.
Yeah.
He had all
yeah,
that.
But think about this. Trump won. I mean, he even says it in his rallies. He won the election by, 70 million votes? More than yes. any other incumbent president has ever won, okay? Yeah. But he had to walk away, you know, when the television, the TV, when they announced that Biden won, Trump had to walk away because you've got all these, the swamp up there in D.C. I mean, there's no way he could get anything done, you know. I mean, we're talking about the deal, all of them up there, even our federal judges, you know, governors.
Yeah,
he had
can't
to walk
fire
away.
Them either. They got those, what, civilian classifications?
Yeah.
They can't be fired. And if he was to fire some of the heads, you have to go through the confirmation process. Then look who's sitting on the confirmation process.
Right.
I mean, it is a miracle that he got done what he did, you know. But he was limited to what he could do because he didn't have the backing of the Congress or the Senate, you know. So...
No, the Congress was against him. We had Paul Ryan telling him one thing and doing another. Paul Ryan had this thing sewed up with a border, but he kept making excuses. And Trump, you know, trusted him.
Oh, yeah. But there was no way.
You hear somebody, look at these governors, like that governor, I think, down in either New Mexico or Arizona said if any contractor works on the wall, that they will be disqualified from further attempting to get state contracts in the future. Now,
I think there
is tantamount for all kind of lawsuits, but it don't go nowhere.
I think that was Ducey of Arizona. I think he's the one that said that.
Well, that's why Trump is backing that Kerry Lake.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, she says the first thing she's going to do is close that border up there on Arizona's.
Well, they're starting. They've
got people in Arizona volunteering to sit next to those drop boxes.
Yeah, but do you agree that Trump could not, even though he won, he could not, I mean, nationwide, everybody was told Biden won, Biden won, you know, by the TV, you know, which was false, you know, Trump won. And but do you agree that Trump had to walk away and fight
he
it at that point?
Yeah, he lost, and that's he can't stay there. No way.
He didn't lose. He won that election.
He might have won, but he lost.
I don't know.
He got 74 million votes. I know that. And that's unbelievable. And I think that's why it took so long to count all these votes, because they didn't realize he would get that many votes, and they had to keep cheating. And next thing you know, Biden got 81 million. Give me a break.
I think he walked away for more reasons than that. I think he walked away because it was going to be proven about the cheating and everything, and not just that, but all of the crooked Congress and Senate, the judges, our judicial system, you know. I think he walked away, so all of that, because look what we're hearing, see?
Mm-hmm.
More and more and more and more stuff is coming out about the DOJ, the FBI, CIA, more and more bad stuff is coming out about them. We never heard anything like this before. I think he walked away so all this would come to light. All of it would be brought out in the open.
Yes, he walked away because he lost. That's why he walked away. He could not have stayed at all. He couldn't have.
No, he couldn't.
That would have...
He couldn't stay.
Well, you're talking
I agree
about,
with you there. He had to go. But it wasn't because he lost the election.
I think this is John Doe. John Doe, is that you?
Yes, sir, indeed.
All righty, you're on, my friend.
And you guys are sounding great. Carry on, soldiers. I'll jump in here in a bit.
All right. Go ahead, Kathy. Kathy, wake up. Kathy.
Well, you
I'm here.
Here.
I had to put it on mute. I'm getting me a glass of tea.
Okay.
If that 2020 election is not brought to shed light, then what good is the ones that's going to come after it?
That's right. If
they
don't
continue to use the same techniques, the same hypocrisy, and if it worked once, you don't walk away from something that's working for you.
Well, he had to walk away. I mean, haven't we been hearing that they've been arresting people for the ballot harvesting? Maybe not all of them, but some of them. Haven't we been hearing that?
Gentlemen, what did we hear tonight? The BLM, head of the BLM in, where was it, Memphis? I can't remember. Hello, Cinnamon. Anyway, yeah, got 6 years for ballot harvesting. Somebody sent me that, and I don't know if that's to be true, but it's got her picture of this lady, and I guess she started BLM in, I think it was Memphis. I'm not sure.
And that should be all over the damn news.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you got to ask yourself, how in the hell do an American citizen go out to do destructive things that will shake and tear down the substance, fabric, and foundation of this nation? What is going on in their mind?
Money.
Are they
money. They're not doing this for free.
Whose side are we referring to? Because both sides are tearing our country down, at least certain percentages of each side. This depends how you look at it. That's whether they're tearing it down or not. Because if, you know, my disposition is a certain way, the people that I think are tearing it down are the opposition, but they think I'm tearing it down because they don't agree with my interpretation of things. But just the food for thought, this is something I think the deep state understand this, but we don't ever talk about it. In my humble opinion, Trump delayed something, because if Hillary Clinton would have won the 2016, January 6th would have happened in 2017, and it would have been a whole lot more bloody. But because they knew the circumstance of the situation, remember, there's not a single signal of communications that is not captured and identified and looked over by algorithms and then transmitted to certain people that then double look at it with their ears and make sure that, you know, what's going on. And then they calculate whether they want to step in and try to remediate or redirect or disrupt in certain ways. The deep state knew this stuff, and had Trump, I mean, when Trump got in, he was able to vent the boiling pot to allow some of that steam to come off. And then they continued to keep blaming Trump, hoping that they could win enough of those people that were in that steaming pot over to the other side and convince them that the way status quo worked, you know, you're going to be okay. Then they figure, hey, we can get back to business, hoodwinking the population, but there's still going to be a certain faction percentage of those in that steaming, boiling pot that we won't win back. But at least they'll have had an opportunity to vent during this time with Trump. The next time, if they get angry and want to confront the situation, it won't be as bad. And that's exactly what happened in 2021, January 6th. It was nothing compared to the way it would have been. So I think that all these people need to start giving Trump a little thank you for helping let some of this steam off. Back to you. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think
he
did. I think he did exactly that. And that's why they don't want him in there. Go ahead, Kathy.
No. I was just, it was interesting what John Doe was saying. But I still think these people are the ones you say letting off steam. They're doing it for the money. They're not doing this for free, They're hired by some of those, non-profit organizations, like Antifa, Black Lives Matter. But you was talking about earlier, someone was talking about that basketball player, the female in Russia. We have gotten to the point to where there are no consequences for what you do anymore. Only for a select few. A select few suffer consequences. But the majority don't. They burn your cities. They tear down your statues. There are no consequences for this stuff. I mean, what was she thinking taking this hemp with her? Because she's done it here and got away with it.
It's legal in most states.
Please don't hit a minute.
Go ahead.
Just from another perspective, I was under the impression from everything I've read or heard that she was trying to sneak in hashish oil. And now she's got some American doctors apparently trying to convince the Russian oligarch, governing people that there is a therapy that is in here in America where you use hashish oil to, help you with anxieties or whatever and stuff. That's just, take that with a grain of salt. I've never heard nothing about this other marijuana stuff or anything or hemp. It's always been this hashish oil issue. But anyway, I don't know how to confirm it.
They should have known better, John, because there are certain things that you can use in everyday life that you cannot use if you're participating in the Olympics. They don't allow it.
No.
And see, this woman here is a BLM protege. She's the type of person, her group, that when the national anthem was played, they walked back into the dressing room. They would diss or try to shame the United States. And lo and behold, not only you're in a foreign country and you have committed a crime, you don't want to be punished. Now you want the U.S. State Department to come rescue you. I say, hell no.
Nope.
Is she deserving 10 years? Give her 10 years in hard labor prison.
Siberia.
And in my humble opinion, I don't know what the mainstream media is saying. I don't listen to them that much. But at the same time, I could see them trying to make this look like, this is just a recreational marijuana issue, and they're making a big deal over there about it. When the truth, from what I've recovered or under research, is that this is a hash oil thing, and now they're trying to use these doctors to, talk to Russia to get them to be lenient on her because it's an acceptable use in America. But apparently, if you guys are hearing it's about marijuana and stuff, then the mainstream media is trying to downplay the severity of the issue to make it, get the American people riled up. Oh, it's over just stupid smoking a weed, a piece of joint or something. But I agree with you, Bianchi. It doesn't matter. The fact is the league has rules, and if she's caught or he, whatever it is, I'm not sure what her pronouns or his pronouns are. Or like you said, if they're in another country and they're breaking the other country's laws, then you do the time. On the crime, you pay the time.
And then they try to racialize it. They try to racialize it because she's not lily white. Anything that's not lily white is black nowadays. But let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you this because I know for sure, not that I experienced it, but I know of those who have experienced it. Let her take her butt to Nigeria, West Africa, where 99% of the people is not lily white, and try something like that in Nigeria. She would be trying to walk the waters to get back to the United States.
I think before we make a trip, for whatever reason, vacation, whatever, we need to find out what the laws of the country is and respect their laws, you know.
Well, common sense would tell you that Russia, you can't take a drug like marijuana into Russia. I mean, common sense would tell you that.
And not only that, the CIA website, as it talks about other countries, reveal that information of do's and don'ts. And
that's
on top
right.
of that, the times I go into Egypt, when I'm standing there at the queue with the immigration agent, and they're checking my passport and everything, there's a big-ass sign on the back wall that tells you what they allow and don't allow in their country. You cannot do the things that you do here in the United States over there. You cannot be kissing your wife sloppy mouth kisses in the street. You cannot be walking around with Daisy Duke shorts on. They don't allow that in those countries.
Yeah. That's right.
Or you wear one of those tents over your body and you have to have one of your closest male relatives with you, otherwise you can't be out at all.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You can't get worse.
Now, this Japanese, Ellen Walker just sent this to me. It's a Chinese whistleblower, Miles G-U-O is her last name. I don't know how to pronounce G-U-O. Anyway, he says, monkeypox is just an excuse. It's the COVID vaccine disaster caused by the COVID vaccinations. I don't...
你看看多少人打疫苗,以国内的亲人多少打疫苗了,你就得配毒物质。现在出现了什么猴痘?
Okay. Well, yeah, I could translate that, but I'm not. But anyway, he's going on. He's a Chinese whistleblower. Well, he'll be dead tomorrow if they can find him. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. People are dropping tons of money on Cheney's election. Especially the Democrats. They're really trying to get her elected. Re-elected. Okay.
Cheney for a four-term.
Can I cuss? Hey, I don't know.
Are you planning to support Liz Cheney?
Absolutely not.
What are your thoughts about Liz Cheney running for a fourth term?
Personally, I think she said four, three too many.
Keep in mind, in 2020, Donald Trump won about 70% of the vote in Wyoming. So Liz Cheney's work on the January 6th investigation isn't playing so well with many Wyoming voters.
She's done us dirty.
How so?
Oh, God. Look at how she's done Trump. I'm a Trump fan. I'm sorry.
So she lost your vote because of her role on the January 6th committee and what she's doing about Trump?
Yes. She's supposed to be supporting him. She's a Republican, for crying out loud.
I find her work on the January 6th committee just repulsive. How do you feel about her work on the January 6th committee and her role?
It's all a hoax. It's all propaganda. Has nothing to do with anything. It's a witch hunt.
She says she's defending what's important to people here in Wyoming, upholding the rule of law, defending the Constitution.
If that was the rule of law, why doesn't he have a defense team in that courtroom? That ain't the rule of law. That's a kangaroo court. That's not the Wyoming way.
She has been an embarrassment.
It's a witch hunt. Are you proud of her for taking on Donald Trump?
No.
Here in Cheyenne, more than 1,600 miles from Washington, D.C., almost everyone we spoke with told us they believe Liz Cheney is too focused on Donald Trump and the January 6th committee and not paying enough attention to what they believe matters to the people here in Wyoming.
Okay. Who sent me that? Joe Dan Gorman. Thank you very much, Joe. I don't even know if I'm still on. I'm so quiet. Hello?
I hear you.
Okay. Well, there's somebody here. Joe is asleep, so we understand that. No, Joe, I think Joe dropped off. Yeah.
Well, you know, like these Republicans, they see if that party do sweep the midterms, the question is, can they govern? Will they hand it over to the Democrats? I'm saying they don't govern. Not all of them. Now, it could be much worse than what it is, but my goodness, how much worse could it get?
If the Democrats are to support Liz Cheney, it makes you wonder. They figure, well, she's so close to being, you know, in comparison to the other Republican nominees or candidates, she's more close to being a Democrat than anybody else, so it'd be easier for a Democrat to knock her off in the main, you know, general.
I think their election is, August 12th, I think. I don't know.
You got one election August the 2nd.
Ours is the 2nd. Our primaries, August the 2nd. Got my boys lined up, ready to go.
Just like that idiot in Marin, I guess it goes on other places too, in St. Louis, to Shara Jones. And their City of St. Louis Aldermatic Board, which is the governance of the city,
mm-hmm.
it had three of their aldermen indicted, one being the president of the board of aldermen, black man, Lewis Reed. He's indicted federally. Two others, Jeffrey Boyd, and another one, Robert Muhammad, who is a BLM protege. They've been indicted for taking bribes, getting bribes by these Mideasterners. But these Mideasterners really know how to take them out. I tell you that. Let's take my hat off to them.
Yeah.
These fools are being enticed with used cars, if you can even imagine. But no, the board passed a resolution to provide part of the Build Back America funds that was going out to cities and use it to fund women who want to go over to Illinois for abortions. Now, what kind of crazy mess is that? I imagine the Hyde Amendment don't apply, because with the Hyde Amendment, you're not supposed to be able to use Medicare money for abortion. But I don't know how they sat down and contrived of a way to get around that. But when you look at your city, the city looks terrible. Crime is completely off the chain, especially in the black community. Well, that's all it is. North St. Louis is black. Now parts of South St. Louis is black in population-wise. They brought in 700 Afghan refugees, and they wanted more.
Oh, yeah.
But they're putting them out. You know where they're putting them at? They're putting them out in Chesterfield. I mean, you're talking about the rich of the rich is in Chesterfield.
Oh, is that where they're putting all these
That's
people?
Where they're putting them, yes.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I don't know.
I think the Chesterfield people are welcoming them.
Ooh, I don't know. Man. Jeez.
But it's just the things that these Democratic politicians, and I can only say this because Democrats have ran the city of St. Louis for 72 years. Well, hell, I can't say anybody else.
Yeah.
I don't remember no Republicans ever being in office elected in the city of St. Louis. And
yeah.
The city is literally gone, Donnie. I mean literally gone.
Jeez.
The public schools down the left. Here's a major city where the public school district,
mm-hmm.
the city of St. Louis, is down around 19,000 students. Can you imagine that? 19,000 students. Hell, I remember when it was over 100,000.
Wow.
Detroit is down to less than 50,000. I remember when they was over 100,000.
Hell yeah. They were well over. They had over 1 million people living in Detroit. Detroit was a wonderful city. Just a wonderful city. I think the last Republican, and I was a kid way back, I'd have to say Roman Kavanaugh was his name. I believe he was the last Republican we had. And that's when the city was busting. I mean busting. Then we got Coleman Young, and he like split the city, black and white. And the white people that lived in Detroit went out and to the suburbs because he was spouting all kinds of racial stuff all the
yeah.
time.
And that's the stuff that a lot of them like to hear and like to propagate, but it don't go no place. I often say the time that you got these groups that needs to be called out. They like to use terms as we and they are after us trying to kill. I ask, who in the hell is the we? All blacks don't go for that crap.
No.
Who is this we? Who is the us? What's their email address? What's their post office address?
Ain't going to find it. We the people. No. Not we.
These old cliches, we need to have our own police. We need to have our own stores. We need to have our own hospitals.
Yeah.
There's nothing stopping you from doing that, but the reason why come this we don't want to do that is because simple. They don't want to do it.
That's right. That is right. Now, Bianchi.
They want to instigate some federal programs that would make, can you now listen to this, federal programs that would make and require blacks to shop with blacks. And even when you do that, you're only talking about a handful of people. You got a town of 50,000, all 49,000 can't be store owners. You
yeah.
get back to the same situation that you have now. There's the elite and there's those who don't have nothing.
That's right. And they're taking the middle right out. Middle class. They're killing it. Now, Bianchi, how are you feeling?
I be feeling pretty good. I hear crazy mess like I be hearing with the funding people to go get an abortion over in Illinois.
Oh. Yeah.
If that don't raise your thermometer up 2 or 3 notches.
Yeah.
You do sound a bit contested, though, Bianchi.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I was asking. You've been under the weather for a couple of weeks, and you still sound like you are.
Well, I'll make it.
I know you will. You better.
Hey,
go ahead.
Donnie, did you ever...
Go ahead.
Oh, my bad. Well, did you ever hear anything about critics?
No, I haven't. And I've called his number. It's just done.
Yeah, it might be the worst for critic. He might be gone. I had another friend with it, too. He passed away from COVID earlier last year, January.
Damn.
And this man had everything going for him, too. He had been a stationary engineer in the public school. He retired from that. Then he went to work for the city of St. Louis. They're working on Chain of Rocks water treatment.
Wow.
Finally retired from that. Next thing you know, he died.
What a shame. Yeah, I'm afraid that's what happened to Critic, and it wouldn't be 7 months since I've talked to him. I'll tell you that. Never has been in years since I've known him. So I don't know. Black and White Sports sent this to me to play for you, and it's Lori Lightfoot's High Chicago Crime Rate Pushing Bears Out of Soldier Field. But now she wants to put a dome over the stadium. I just want you to know to keep the Bears in.
It's for Black and White Sports. Well, we know about the crime.
And I'll just play a little bit of this.
I'm in Chicago. It is ridiculous. Robberies everywhere and all out gang warfare. And it's spilling all over into Chicago, into all kinds of places that are not even used to experiencing crime. Why? Look no further than radical Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot. We got a saying here in Texas, she's worthless than tits on a boar hog. Well, I present you to you tits. Yeah, boar hog, tits, I don't know. Who cares? Let's get to this. This is crazy. The mayor is proposing a $2.2 billion plan to keep the Bears at Soldier Field. Now, why do the Bears want to move? Because crime is getting too bad closer to Soldier Field. Wow. So instead of actually sinking the money into funding the proper amount of authorities to get crime busted down, we're going to do this instead. All right. Interesting. This doesn't shock me in any way. Daily Wire, Chicago mayor proposes $2.2 billion plan to entice NFL team to stay. Bears moving on to a safer suburb. Wow. On Monday, Chicago mayor proposed a $900 million to $2.2 billion Hail Mary offer to convince the Bears to stay in their home stadium of over 50 years. Wow, why don't you just tackle the crime in the area? All right. However, the Bears stated in a press release earlier this month that they wouldn't consider any other offers, even for their home stadium, Soldier Field. The NFL team reaffirmed that sentiment to ESPN this week, noting that they were set on moving to another location over 30 miles away. Quote, as part of a mutual agreement with the seller of that property, we are not pursuing alternative deals or sites, including renovations to Soldier Field while we are under contract. There's nothing wrong with pursuing some renovations. That's fine. But that's not the actual core issue here. The Bears plan to move to Arlington Park, the longtime site of Churchill Downs Thoroughbred Racing in Arlington Heights. That area experiences well below the national median of crime levels, according to multiple crime statistic analysis. Census data reports that the area has a median household income of $100,200, and just over 4% of residents were in poverty. Now let's get to the city of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot's Chicago. Comparatively, the city of Chicago suffers from a high crime rate characterized by record numbers of shootings. Census data revealed that the city has a median household income of $62,100 and over a 17% of residents were in poverty. Along with the Bears' definitive statement, Lightfoot revealed to the AP News that the team refused to meet with her. They have no respect for her. I mean, the police up there literally turned their back on Lori Lightfoot. They have no respect for her because she decided to defund them and showed them very little respect.
Okay, I can't play it all, but there you go, Black and White Sports. I played most of it. Yeah, Why doesn't she sink that money into that would buy a lot of police officers. A lot of police officers.
It's simple, because they have neutered the police department with all this police brutality mess. And see, here's another thing, too, that I keep trying to get people to start being more descriptive. That's blacks killing blacks, shooting blacks in the city of Chicago. Ain't no white folks in there.
No. You're right.
The only time you see whites in Chicago is when they're trying to get the hell out of there after their work day is over. They don't say that. And the reason why come I put it like this, because I remember all the arguments, discussion about we need to have a black mayor. Now, you had Harold Washington. He done a pretty damn good job. But hell, the things are so tough on him, he died of a heart attack. Then they say we got to have congressperson. Well, you don't have Danny Davis and you had Bobby Rush since 1993 and 1997. What you got? Your lieutenant governor, she's a black female. She's still there. Your secretary of state, he was a black male. If he's still there.
Now, Pianki.
The top cop in the state of Illinois, he's black.
How old is Rush, Bobby Rush?
He used to be a Black Panther, right?
Yeah, that's what I remember. Yeah. How old is he?
Well, right there should tell you something about his age. But it don't matter. That's the best paying job in the hood is politics.
Yeah.
Politics. It's either a good, solid, part-time income gig, or it's a stepping stone. But usually they don't work too well in the Democratic Blackstone strongholds. But you got some power brokers that you got to deal with. And they set stuff off based on nepotism for their kids. I mean, we know it's true. Why come they don't just say it like it is? You know, dadgum world, this ain't all no gang warfare. My goodness, why in the hell would gangs be wanting to get rid of the population? And if they're dealing in illicit material, hell, you're getting away with your customer base.
Yeah.
It don't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
All this stuff that's going on is not due to gang disagreements. It's due to a mentality. It's due to some programs that started back during what was known then at the time, the Great Society. You don't have no males, I'm saying, you don't have no men, not males, you don't have no men in these communities, in these families. Any place you go in the world, it's always the men that step forward to bring things back into perspective how they should be. You don't have that. That's one problem. It's a combination of problems. All associated with the damn Democratic enclaves.
Seems like it's ironic in a sense that people that are in the dealing dope gangster business, do they really ever use logic or reasoning and critical thinking in any, you know, good practical way? I mean, I know back when I was a crazy fool acting on that and doing some of that junk, it didn't matter about logic and reason. It was all about, hey, man, this is the way we want to do it for greed or power or whatever. Had I not woke up to that reality, I'd probably be dead or still in that nonsense.
Well, you know what, John, over here.
They don't care about losing any customers. They figure, hey, man, there's 330 million people in America. I got plenty of customers. I'll just stomp out my darn, you know, opposition or competition.
Well, you know, the sad thing about it, John Doe, that's not being talked about, is that you got kids. You have kids that's being shot down as if they're, as if you had a carnival game shooting at those rubber duckies. These kids are being shot and killed. 4 years old. 10 months, 14 years old. Anytime you have a program that's designed to provide bulletproof backpacks for school-age kids going back to school. That should tell you what the hell is going on.
But look at
Anytime you stand on the street and you see kids coming, going to school, and they're walking in a procession that's tantamount to zigzagging. They zigzagging. Why? Because they stand a chance to be less of a target by a bullet.
Yep.
These black kids. Where is all these black folks talking all that crazy-ass crap about white supremacy, systematic racism? Ain't no white folks doing this. They even came up with some damn claim that it was whites in black masses.
Oh, man.
They painted the Richard Nixon masses to black, and they're going around shooting black folks.
Well, no. Even if there were white people doing that, you think the mainstream media would push that out? That doesn't fit their narrative.
Your mainstream media is a big problem, brother. They are a big problem.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And for you folks that didn't take the shot, a military doctor testifies under oath that she was ordered to cover up injuries through the Biden administration directive. And I forgot her name. Dr. Long. I can't see her rank, but her name is Dr. Long. And, cover it up.
Biden does enough in one day to be impeached 3 or 4 times in one day. Not a week, not a month. I'm talking about one day.
That's right.
But where is the reporting? The news is part of the problem. And when do research on them, you can trace these people back to some clandestine ideology. That's destructive to the United States, have been for a long time. This destruction on the fabric of this country has been going on for a long time. And now it's starting to show, and it's starting to be target where they can reap the greatest benefit, and that is with our children, teaching them a bunch of crazy-ass mess.
That's right.
About the country was founded on evil. That soldiers that fought in U.S. wars were evil. They done what Soldiers of Fortune done at that time. It was an occupation. And I tell you one thing, I am so damn glad that some of them did exist and were successful in their endeavors. But no. That's not the narrative. That's not the intention. They're going after the kids because then when you go after the kids today, they will act out in a certain behavior in the future. It's like an investment.
Yeah, what they're doing.
Indoctrination for the future corruption.
Yeah. This is a Tricolus Rage sent this, and it's only a few seconds, a minute. This is a Pelosi. I want you guys to figure out what the hell she's talking about.
To the Senate, well, most of the product that we've done is, now we may have added in the last day or so, and some of what we added is Senate to the bill, like a hearing. Bernie doesn't like hearing. Excuse me, Bernie loves hearing. Man just doesn't want hearing the bill and all that stuff. So some of the Senate oriented, and then we have the family medical need. We figure if they're putting things in, then we can put something in, even if Manchin doesn't like it. So we are getting some bird and privilege. I think most of them are getting privilege scrub, because privilege scrub is deadly to a bill. Birdness is important. You have to take it out, but privilege violation can take you out. So we're, again, getting that as we go along as well. But when we pass a bill, then they will see it in its aggregate and make some...
Any concern that any of this is, quote,
messaging, because that they have to take some of those things out regardless, no matter what you send over? You said you weren't going to send a messaging bill.
No, no, we're going to send a messaging bill, but we want to be sure that what we send is not birdable or bird bath or privilege scrub. They're the two exercises we're going to engage.
I think this woman has lost her mind, too. I think she's too damn old to be where she's at. Third in line to be president of the United States right there.
She's drunk.
That's what people are saying.
They say she's a lush.
Lush.
Yeah, I read one time several years ago how much money they, when she was Speaker for the House years and years ago, and had her own plane. She flew back and forth to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. How much booze was, it was like $60,000. Because she always took a bunch of people with her.
Yeah.
You know, they got to ride. And they.
Yep. She took anybody from Florida or California that wanted to go back. And she, yeah, I did read that a long time ago, that she had a well-stocked bar.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Is that with that $20 ice cream and $40 tuna sandwiches?
Wow. Yeah. You ought to see that refrigerator. Everybody else is starving.
I mean, just stop and think about the privileges that our politicians have.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And they have voted for themselves to be have a retirement, you know, even after, what, 2 years for a representative?
Two terms.
Yeah.
Two terms.
Senator, 6 years, and if you don't run again, you've got a retirement for the rest of your life. So.
A golden parachute.
Yep,
yeah.
Golden parachute. Best benefits you can get.
That stuff should come to an end.
Oh,
he was in Bremen to an end. I sent you an email, Donnie, revealing all the recalls that already been going on in the country. You'd be surprised the number that goes on in California. I know between 2021 and 2022 to date, there's been over probably 150 throughout the state.
But we're not hearing about it on the news, so are we?
No, we don't, Big Kathy.
Uh-uh.
No.
You know,
in response
to Pelosi, it was kind of hard for me to hear. I don't know if it's my hearing or my system or what, but what I did hear her say, it's ironic that she's talking about privilege in the context that she's implying it makes her look like a hypocrite, because there is privilege. Them people, like Kathy's saying, they're giving themselves high-speed fast lanes to their pursuit of happiness while they make all the rest of us jump through all kinds of hoops, hurdles, and speed bumps and walls and stuff, and they're getting the big benefits and stuff. And they, you know, they deny us having our will mutually and reciprocally enacted, codified, and ratified into all governing, but they sit in their privileged position exercising undue influence and, you know, coercion, bullying, manipulate us. It's ridiculous.
Do they drive themselves to work up there? Do they have housing allowances that they've allowed themselves? I mean, I don't know.
I
do. You remember Mia Love?
Huh?
You remember Mia Love, Utah?
Yeah.
Anyway, here these people get, what, $174,000 a year to exist as a congressman or a senator.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes and attaches an amendment to a big bending bill so they can all get to use the treasury, you know, the public monies, to go put security systems all around their house.
Mm.
It's amazing. I'm like, you can't afford to pay that yourself? And, I mean, I was glad to hear she got kicked out later, but still all the rest of the people passed the bill with that in it, and nobody ever said anything about it, it seemed like, except me, and it just went on deaf ears.
Yeah.
and her, in her home. She used taxpayer money to put a security system in her private home.
Well, they passed that law for all of them people that work in government to be able to use the public treasury to do that at their home.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Always called it the Mia Love Amendment, but I don't remember what the number was. But, yeah, you're right.
Well, I haven't heard
her. Well, unless you've got a $24,000 refrigerator, you can bet that probably came from a foreign manufacturer that has received some kind of purse in order to get into the U.S. market. You can just about bet that.
I bet she got it from China. What do you think?
We get everything else from China. Why not?
Yeah.
Man.
Well, that's one thing Trump was wanting to do, is bring manufacturing back to this country.
Yeah.
Years and years and years ago, before he ever run, I mean, he was a lot younger man, somebody interviewed him, and, you know, he was building his high-rises and his build, you know, he said, you know, talking about having to buy stuff from overseas. He said, we don't make anything in this country anymore. And that had to have been 20, 25 years ago. You know, we don't make anything in this country anymore. We have to buy it.
Well, you know, Kathy.
Huh?
I was doing
you know, I'm thinking me. Go ahead, John Doe. I'm sorry.
No, I hear you. I apologize for stepping on you guys, too. We're all trying to participate, and I know Donnie and most people that host these shows don't like dead air, and so we just step on each other's tongue. But I love you anyway. I do it, too, so please forgive me. But it's like whenever Trump had that deal with, what was it, the name of Carrier or Train, one of them heating.
Air conditioning.
The HVAC systems. He convinced the people in the state to work out a deal, and they got like a 5-year break or whatnot. And, but they stayed here for what, another 2 or 3 years, and then left anyway.
Yep. Yeah, but they were moving their business to Mexico.
Yeah, and part of the concern, even I brought this up way back then, is that hey, Trump is just manipulating the system just like anybody else, and that's unconstitutional in my opinion. So we have other Americans that start these companies, and then they turn around and sell out America to go make money in these foreign countries if they can. So that's a hard hurdle because, I mean, if the system that we're in has got so many regulations and code or, you know, ordinances or whatever it is that's making it hard for the small mom and pops to get started, but the big, you know, multinational corporations love it that way because startup costs are higher and it's harder for the middle, smaller businesses to compete. And so therefore it runs the middle guy and the small mom and pops that are trying to start out. It makes the hurdle for them to get started, the upstart costs are higher, then it shows preference to the multinational big corporations. But as long as those kind of regulations exist, then a lot of companies are still going to go elsewhere. And how do you get Americans that claim to be patriotic Americans to care enough about the country to stay here and help their fellow man when they feel that the system is putting so many burdens on them that they can't make a living, and it's too questionable that they feel they have to go to some other foreign country?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you how you do that. You put imposts and tariffs on those goods that's trying to work their way back into the U.S. market. Because, see, here's the thing. You can't be arguing and championing for $15, $20 an hour minimum wage, all right? But that type of minimum wage does not let American upstarts in no field, including manufacturing, to start manufacturing, compete with goods that's coming from countries where the wage is probably 25% of that. It's just not going to happen. If you want $20 an hour minimum wage, then you're going to have to be willing to pay extra money for goods that's manufactured in the United States and divorce yourself of stuff that's made in China and elsewhere. And, of course, now you can say the same thing because, well, you want Chinese to buy your Buick automobiles and other contingent products that they don't have or they would like to have there in their country. Well, you're going to have to make a decision. You're going to be about making America great, or you're going to be a puppet for the rest of the world. Now, which one is it?
Well, in my humble opinion, going back to what you, like, Cassie, were you wanting to jump in?
No, not yet. Go ahead.
Okay. Once I get on here, sometimes I'm pretty bad at having a good...
That's all right. You just go right ahead.
When to jump in. But what I was going to share is that just like when Trump was talking about these tariffs and stuff, and Pianchi brought that up, I don't, and I even brought some of this stuff up to try to send messages to Trump and them to consider it. I'm like, I hope coordinating with the steel industry and all these other corporations in America, whether it be mom and pop or whatnot, to make sure that they are getting the supplies and the resources they need in order to actually work at a profitable price level. Otherwise, if you're not coordinating with them, they're not going to change their production strategies in order to meet the need by offsetting the tariffs. So, therefore, the multinational corporations are going to continue to still maintain priority share and control in the industry. You see what I mean? Because they get these stupid little agreements on the side that gives exclusive rights and first right of refusal to the corporate, the multinational corporations, and the mom and pot, or the middle, you know, level manufacturing can't compete on price because they can't buy at volume. They can't afford to buy at volume that way. So Trump, I think he kind of dropped the ball in that regard, and that's another problem I had with Trump. If you make these tariffs and stuff and you don't coordinate with all of the people involved and make sure that the American businesses that are supposed to ramp up and take up the slack, you know, from putting on those tariffs, then you're really just causing more problems. You're not really helping it because they're going to still pass the cost down to we the people.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But the higher tariffs that we charge these other countries, shouldn't their products be cost us more? I mean, I never saw
that. They're going to cost you more, or either that you're going to have to go back to buying American-made products that they can get American manufacturers to see where they can realize a profit in order to do that again. You know, at one point in time, during the Victorian age, much of the stuff that we call today trinkets and conveniences, especially for your household, was made there in Britain. They started that stuff. Now it has went over to the Asian countries where they're starting to specialize in it. Toasters, waffle irons.
Sorry about that. I was just adding
But the thing is what are your young people going to do? Everyone cannot, because of many reasons, and some are just natural. They're not going to be engineers, scientists, chemists, chemical engineers. But they use the products that those people do use. Those people can afford it, and they can't afford it. They don't have the job skills. They're not looking for those type of job skills. So what are you going to do? It may be to the point now where things have gotten so far gone that it just can't turn back. I don't know. But I tell you one thing, we're in a hell of a dilemma.
Well, if it is true, and we've talked about it on the show before, about this Nazara, that's for us, national, Jazeera, the global economic reset thing. And if it is true, what I'm hearing, 209 countries have already signed on to have their currency gold backed. You know, so.
Is that,
you know,
also connected to that, what's it called, the Coalition of Inclusive Capitalism Group? they're kind of indirectly tied to the the World Economic Forum, and they're already getting all kinds of people on board to open up businesses or continue to operate their businesses with this global international mindset.
I don't think this Jazeera has anything to do with the globalism or the one world order. I don't think it does. It's to get these countries back to the gold standard. I mean, I've heard that Russia and some of the other countries have already gone back to the gold back, and they won't accept our fiat money as payment for goods. I do not know if that is. It's just stuff I'm seeing on the internet. Because ours is not gold back. I mean, it's just paper. It's just worth the paper it's printed on, our money.
Converted to a promissory note.
Yeah, I guess. But I've seen it several times about some of the countries. One African country, it might have been Nigeria, I'm not sure. You know, they're already printing gold coins to be used as currency. You know, I hope it's true, you know. This is a big, big, big operation going on around the world, kicking out deep state in every country and getting these countries sovereign, and like Afghanistan is. First time in decades, Afghanistan has been sovereign with no outside interference in their country.
Yeah, I just read the other day that Putin reveals the creation of a new international reserve currency at the 14th BRICS summit. Turkey,
yeah.
Egypt, and Saudi Arabia considered joining BRICS.
Yeah.
And they are going back to gold-backed currency. So they are forming an alliance to pretty much unseat the U.S. dollars being the international currency.
Yes.
Go back to the Shanghai Accords by 2011, 2013 or so, the BRICS nations, you know, Brazil and Russia and India, I don't remember who all, the China and stuff, they're trying to get back in. They were discussing this in Shanghai. That's why it was called the Shanghai Accord, about how they were going to replace the base currency of the United States dollar to like the yen or something.
I heard of that years ago. Who was it that was trying to replace the dollar? China, maybe? One of those countries? Russia? I don't know. Some country. It was several of them.
I still think, even though we focus on the international global, the other aspect, I don't know if you recall me mentioning before, we still have careful about corporatism. That's just like whenever Trump was using the Federalist List to decide who these new judges and stuff were going to be, and everybody was, oh, yeah, this is great. We have these conservative whatnot. And Daddy Bush, you know, George H.W. Bush, he had his 1,000 Points of Light program, which the New World Order group was a part of. And who worked with him with that indirectly and under his administration? Mike Pompeo. Forgetting off the top of my head who the other guy was. Oh, Bill Barr. And then all three of the Supreme Court justices, Amy Coney Barrett, Brett Kavanaugh, and Gorsuch. I forget his first name. But if you look through all of their, like, court records of how they determine cases, 9 times out of 10, they were playing toward the corporate entity, so they're corporatists. They may not be globalist, but they still don't believe in, you know, all of us being equal, self-governing, independent, free people. It's corporatism. So even if it's not World Economic New World Order, it's still going to be tyrant tyranny by the tyrants of global of corporatism. So that's just food for thought to keep in mind.
That H.W. Bush, he was vice president when he gave that speech about, and he mentioned the New World Order. I saw it. I saw that video. And he was just vice president.
Remember, he was coming out of the deep state for the CIA and the FBI before he was ever vice president.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I got to play this. It's only 37 seconds, but I promised I would play this. So hang on.
Hey, everyone. We have an emergency happening here at the Capitol right now. As I speak, House Democrats are whipping votes to try and pass a ban on so-called assault rifles when they're actually attempting to ban guns that are in common use by millions and millions of Americans. I need you to call your congressman, call your senator, and tell them exactly what I told Robert Francis O'Rourke. Hell no, you're not taking our guns. You will not disarm us. If your government doesn't trust you to own a gun, you sure as heck should not trust your government. Right now is the time to make your voices heard. Hey, everyone, we have an emergency.
Just one time. Just one time. That's Representative Lauren Boebert. All right. I played it. I don't know who sent it, but I played it. You heard it. Okay. Hello.
Yeah, that bill better fail in Senate for sure. I mean, it's expected to, but it better. I mean, and you know, but the thing is if it does pass, let's say it does pass the Senate, it is so ripe for a Supreme Court to overturn it. It's not even funny because all they have to do is go back to Supreme Court precedent, which is you cannot ban firearms that are in common use. That is an infringement. That's already been ruled. And so all they're doing is try to they're using this legislation knowing full well it's unconstitutional, but they're going to use it as ammo to delegitimize the Supreme Court because you know it's going to come up. The Supreme Court's going to shoot it down saying, we already got precedent. It's already been decided. 20 million Americans own an AR-15. Way more own all these other types of firearms that are falling under it, including some of the semi-automatic pistols that fall under it. And they're already are in common use. So they're just going to use